following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mike Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Eric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
What's poppin'? It's the Tuesday Drew and Mike Show in the DealsInD.com studios. And Facebook Live brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas between 3rd and 4th Street in Royal Oak. Hopefully everything is fine over there. The electricity was out downtown Royal Oak.
City Hall was shut down.
Yeah, yesterday, Washington Street. I was going to go over to Lily's and get just a quick dinner at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Closed. No power.
Oh, Lily's.
Yeah. Oh, Lily's is great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why am I talking about Lily's in the middle of the Mesa commercial?
If you want gross seafood.
Mesa was closed, too. Actually, I ended up at Crack Fries. What's it called?
Hopcats.
They're not crack
Hopcats.
Fries anymore. They're something
I know,
else.
I know. But I wanted to eat at Mesa and enjoy the fabulous hottest happy hour in Royal Oak at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. It's Monday through Friday, 3 to 6. If you're thirsty, Mesa Tacos and Tequilas happy hour offers $4 fresh squeezed traditional margaritas, $3 house wines, $2 well drinks, and $1 rotating draft beers. And they've got the $5 cheese nachos, $5 queso dip, $5 cheese or veggie quesadillas, and $2 tacos Americanos. Come party your fajitas off at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. And remember, ask for the Drew and Mike discount. Ask for it. So there.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't have headphones though. So.
What?
What?
Yeah, the Drew Mike Show.
This thing.
Okay.
Denny broke it again, apparently.
It should be plugged in here.
Hang on. Watch your ears.
Denny gave us t-shirts today,
headphones
by
off.
The way.
Oh!
Turn my headphones up!
I love it.
Oh!
She goes headphones off and then puts them on the microphone. better? Better?
Yeah.
Why did you leave your headphones on?
Super distorted, though.
Technological differences.
Why did you leave your headphones on? I told you headphones off.
Okay. Yeah. Chest.
Is everyone okay?
I'm not responsible for your damage now.
Ouch, that hurts.
Okay, the DealsInD.com studios.
Take
that
two.
Is where we are. Is the Tuesday show off to a rough start. Oh, man, my headphones sound loud all of a sudden. Did the master get turned up?
No, because mine have been fine the whole time.
Yeah, the, speaker,
why do I sound,
the speakers are blown.
Turn my headphones up!
You're having sympathy pains.
I suddenly thought Oops. I sounded over-modulated.
That'd be Brandon's fault.
It is.
These are new headphones, though.
What time is it? Because I'm hurting.
Somebody has to modulate.
I don't feel good.
Or call Millward.
Someone said my mic is too low yesterday. I was like, my mic is too low. Okay, hear me. I listen to like three shows.
No way.
Is it low? Is it low? What's going on? Am I being shorted?
Got this
Am I being unempowered? Stripped of my powers?
Brandon goes into the file afterwards and just lowers every time you talk.
Somebody at one point, I'm not going to say who, at some entity, I won't say where, told me that I was undermodulated constantly Jeez. In the same room as somebody else.
Oh, that's a horrible feeling. It sounds bad, too, because the person listening has to turn up the person they can't hear.
Well,
it doesn't work very well.
The person who told me this said she or he adjusted it in the central area.
Well, there are those hosts who like to be the loudest person in the show always. The problem with being...
They should be, though.
Well, not the loudest.
Really?
Well, you know, if they're going to talk the most, they're not really going to have a... It shouldn't be a problem.
I agree, but, you know, I understand, too.
Yeah, but just with depression...
Some people's egos are very fragile.
I know.
So.
When you're a tertiary or a secondary person, and when you talk, you can't be heard as well, it's sort of a... It's kind of a double shot.
Who's saying I was tertiary or...
I don't know. I got that impression by your lack of control over the master volume.
That's well.
I feel like you do sound overmodulated.
I swear to God... I didn't feel that way until the headphone thing happened. And as soon as that was over, all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, it sounds like I don't understand amplified sound.
I know you're not because I can see the meter.
I don't know why it's
from
so
here.
Amplified though.
One, two, check. One, two.
Okay.
Let me talk a little more softly. I was going to open the show tonight with sort of a weird, out of the middle of nowhere thing that Super 70 Sports tweeted.
Oh, did Tom like it?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
What's the best song with a number in the title?
Oh, one.
Why does this sound?
Oh, one. Yeah.
You too.
It's the loneliest.
Oh, not
still feel overmodulated.
Three Dog Night.
Three Dog Night. Yeah.
I'm going with 8 days a week unless you guys can talk me out of it. Says the tweeter. I think he's just trying to stir shit up.
One by Metallica. One by U2.
Any other entries or any other number songs that you think may get votes?
Aerosmith.
Ooh, that's
I don't think that got mentioned. That's a great one.
I actually retweeted it.
Another One Bites the Dust.
Another one. I want to say this. 8 days a week is not even the best Beatles song with the number in it.
No, but I like that it's getting recognition through this
I always liked
survey.
Dream Number 9 by John Lennon. It's a great song. Oh,
that's the one where he goes, number 9, number
no,
nine.
That's Revolution Number 9.
Bill Cox said 867-5309.
Oh, my God. Jenny. He wins.
That gets a lot of mentions. 25 to 6 to 4.
Oh, that's gross. Right.
Oh, that's probably my favorite.
16 Tons by Tennessee Ernie Ford.
No way.
That's pretty retro.
18 by Alice Cooper. That's a great song.
Yeah, that should have come to my mind first.
Seven Nation Army.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of 25 or 6 to 4 because
that's a great song.
I came across the live version of Chicago where Terry Kath. I think it was the Tanglewood concert, like their famous 1970 concert.
Why does Brandon not sound overmodulated, and I do?
Because he's running the board.
He does this fantastic guitar solo in the middle. It's like 4 minute guitar solo. It's insane. And then I did a deep dive on Terry Kath, and
a lot of time on
your
hands.
There's two
Terry
documentaries.
Kath story is good.
There's two documentaries on him. Do not watch the one by his daughter because it's all about her.
Ugh. Really?
Well, just about how she didn't know him and she's trying to get to know him.
Ooh, 1999.
It's annoying.
1999 by Prince.
Yeah.
Very good.
Seven Nation.
10 Years Gone by Led Zeppelin.
Great song.
1984 by, wait a minute.
1985, Paul McCartney.
What's the David Bowie song?
1980.
What?
Wait.
It's off the Young Americans album.
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Meh.
Greg Thompson mentioned Big Star, 13. Yes. Oh. That's not, it's not going to win, but. 8 Miles High, The Birds.
Oh, an
oldie. So many songs with numbers in them. I couldn't get over this. When I'm 64, no. 5150 by Van Halen. Carnival 9. Emerson Lake
ELP.
And Palmer. Oh, my God.
What's the question mark of the Mysterians song?
96 Tears. Oh, another great one. Hey 19, Steely Dan. 19th Nervous Breakdown.
500 Miles, song. Is that the...
Yes, that gets mentioned. Also, U2, because a lot of people mention one. Two Hearts Beat as One. It's a great song. No one plays that song.
Wait, what song?
Two Hearts Beat as One.
I'd be playing music right now, but I think I've lost internet.
Two Hearts
Beat as One. What one am I thinking of? Two Hearts That Beat as One. Does that ring a bell? Okay,
a U2 song.
No. Yeah.
She was just 17.
Winger?
That popped up on... No, on...
Winger! 17.
Ringo, right?
Oh, only 16. Sweet 16, you're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine.
17.
Cindy wrote 2, 4, 6, 8.
I saw her
who
standing
do we
there.
Appreciate?
I saw her standing there, right. Okay.
2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits. Who is the homo, Tom Fritz?
Oh, Pearl Jam once.
I That's Can't Drive song. 55.
Yes.
Nice.
Excellent.
One.
Positively 4th Street, Bob Dylan. If 6 was 9, Hendrix. I mean, they just keep coming. I could. Let's see. Oh, Strawberry Letter 23. The Brothers Johnson.
Whoa.
That's a great song.
Wait a minute. I got to hear that.
Do,
do, it sounds trippy.
Do, do, what
do,
is it?
Do, Strawberry Letter 23 by the Brothers Johnson.
Strawberry Letter 23.
And I'm still overmodulated.
Not overmodulated.
Even when I talk very softly. Wait, if I whisper, I'm not. I don't feel overmodulated. But when I talk normally, God damn it. Driver 8 by R.E.M. 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Okay.
This isn't a cover. No, it's not.
Okay, I know the song.
30 Days in the Hole by Humble Pie. Trudy, you can't just say you know it after the first. It gets better.
30 Days in the Hole, yeah. That's Bughead.
Route 66. Funk 49, the James Gang!
Primo.
10th Avenue Freeze Out.
By Rush, says John Crowley.
2 minutes
Mr.
to midnight.
Crowley.
Oh, 2012 by Rush. Yeah, that gets mentions in here. 5:15 by The Who. Hello, my Nothing Compares to You, Prince. Prince has like four songs mentioned in here. One by Metallica, that was mentioned. Johnny 99, Springsteen.
Wait, 99 nothing, Love Balloons.
Nothing Compares to You because of
two. You spell it
he uses the number two in the title. Okay. 99 Love Balloons by Nina. Love Me Two Times by The Doors. How many? A Million Miles Away. Oh, A Million Miles Away by the Plimsolls.
A Million Reasons by Gaga.
Ah. Wait, that's not a song. That's it. Wait,
A Million Reasons?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, that's like how Google. Saying,
if there's a million people in the room, only one.
She says 100. She has a song that goes 100. With it.
There should be a song. Oh, Rainy Day Women 12 and 35.
There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you. And there can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you. And you just need one to believe in you.
Someone
and
should make a song
him.
Out of this.
So you can have 100 people in the room that are watching you and 99 don't believe in you. And one does.
99 bottles
him.
Of beer on the wall. She helped me remember that one.
19 by Paul Hardcastle. If Maz was here, he would have already said it. Still the One. Orleans Hook, good. Two of Us, The Beatles. Better song, in my opinion, than...
Nice. When I'm 64.
Great song. Two of Us is one of my faves.
Come on.
Let's see. Anything else in here? I think U2 One gets as many mentions as probably anything.
Such a great song.
25 to 64 again. 50 Ways to Live Your Life. Oh, 105.3 Overture by ELO. Oh, my God. That's a great song. Will you not get the internet, Brandon?
No. Did they play it?
That's Paul Hardcastle, 19, isn't it?
In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war.
Do you remember this stupid song?
No.
I don't think I've ever heard it.
So were those who did the fighting.
It was a hit for a minute.
The average age of the combat soldier
it sounds like the safety dance is about to chop off.
I remember this song. This song got airplay.
It got airplay. It absolutely got airplay.
I did not like talkie songs.
Oh, I'm kind of with you there, Trudy. 2,000 Light Years from Home, the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
One Way or Another? Did you mention that one?
No. It counts.
It's a good one.
Land of a Thousand Dances, Wilson Pickett. Badass song.
Did you mention in the year 2525?
No, I didn't. Seven Bridges Road by the Eagles. That's a deep cut. Okay.
Mach 4 used to do in the year 2525.
You forgot the most famous one.
Summer 69?
No.
Oh.
If I can get the internet, woo!
Nice internet. Nice house.
Nice headphones.
It's nice
modulation.
Can you believe we didn't lose electricity here? I cannot believe. There's so many people without electricity. There's still 290,000 people around here.
Eight
Mile by Eminem. Oh. Brittany.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Yeah.
I love the
I can't stand her voice.
I got another one I don't think you've mentioned.
Two out of three ain't bad. Meatloaf.
No.
Billy Jack.
One Tin Soldier.
Excellent, Mark. That's so awesome. This song was a huge hit.
I know.
It's embarrassing.
It seems like it was in the summer, too, that I remember hearing it.
I don't know why. I like it when people bring up the stupid ones.
I got another one, too. Give Me Three Steps. Did you mention that one?
No.
Oh, Three Times a Lady, the Commodores from Rob Miller.
Ah. Trudy, did you find that song to be romantic?
No, I didn't like it because it wasn't rock and roll.
Once, twice. Three times a lady.
Well, how is she three
Lionel Richie, isn't it?
Yeah. How is she three times a lady?
I don't know.
It's bad. How dare you pot down the hook?
Well, I could hear the needle falling on the record on that.
Yeah.
Well, didn't you hear it?
Yeah.
Bare Naked Ladies, 1 week.
Two Princes by Spin Doctors.
Oh.
Gross.
Wow, that barely.
I got another answers. One. You ready?
Oh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Song
number two.
Yeah. What's this song?
Song two by Blur.
Oh, Blur.
Song rules.
Better known as Woohoo.
Oh, 1, 2, 3 by Len Barry. 1, 2, 3, da-da-da-da.
Woohoo!
I agree. It is a good song.
That's a good song. Good call.
I wish we'd play that because it's 2 minutes long and it would really work in a lot of tough situations.
36, 24, 36 final thumbs. 9 to 5!
9 to 5!
Great one.
409 Beach Boys.
Basically, we're learning that there's a lot of songs with numbers in them.
Yes, there are. That's why I brought it up.
Did you mention 1979, Smashing Pumpkins?
No!
Song.
Holy crap, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Did you mention You're 16, You're Beautiful, You're Mine, which
yes.
is really
Thanks
creepy?
For the podcast.
Oh, sorry. Rainy Day Women, did you mention that one?
Yes.
All right. Thanks. Goody Two Shoes by Adamant.
No!
Wow.
Thank God. No.
That seems
two cool. headlights. Oh, the Wildflowers.
Oh, God.
Nice one.
Wait,
isn't that one headlight?
One headlight. Yeah.
Oh,
two headlights. They should have had two.
I know.
I don't know. The ones with the word one in them, you know, like one.
Not numerical.
Yeah, another one bites the dust. Yeah.
Yeah.
Drew, I found the song I was thinking of. It's Two of Hearts. Remember that song?
Two Hearts by
Two Hearts That Beat as One.
The U2 song.
No,
oh, I know Two Hearts Beat by U2.
By Stacey Q?
I don't remember that song.
What? Really?
I don't.
Wait till he gets to the hook. I can't be the only person that knows
you know
this.
No, Mark, this is familiar.
Help me out, Facebook.
I know this dumb song. Amanda knows it.
Yeah, it is a jam.
Look at Amanda. It's always funny on Facebook looking at the little picture.
I know. She's making out with her dog. Nice.
But I just picture her with her dog right now. That's the weird thing, isn't it?
Her
and the dog are just hanging out.
Does little Deuce Coop work? Because is Deuce? Deuce is two, so.
Deuce, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's Joseph, and he's outside with some black dude behind him. I mean, isn't it weird that that little picture? I mean, yeah. I always look at the Twitter picture too. I'll blow it up.
I'm always disappointed when nobody's provided a picture.
That sucks.
Anonymous.
That's
head.
Terrible.
Sorry, I'm playing the.
Why don't you have any internet?
I don't know, but
internet.
I'm playing that cool little game that you get with the dinosaur where you jump over the cacti. Yeah.
Does that involve a song title with a number in it?
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Two tickets to paradise. You're right, bro.
Oh, duh.
It comes from Eddie's best friend, Bryant.
Bryant, who has a chair for his picture, which is bullshit, Bryant.
He's in the chair, though, isn't he?
There's Joel walking his dogs right now as he's
the chair.
Does everybody look at the pictures like me?
My picture just turned 10 years old, and I'm not going to change it.
Yeah, I don't know why I like that picture. It looks like you could be doing that right now.
I wish I was doing that right now. I don't have a beard. I'm younger.
You know, there are a lot of people who work really hard on those pictures, and some people who just act like it's an afterthought. Whatever, I had some, you know,
I think that's fake.
Photo.
I think the afterthought business is fake. Like, I'm going to put something really nondescript, and
I'm too cool
because I'm too cool to take a real picture. And then the people that obviously try too hard, they bum me out too.
Oh,
by the way, last night on Smothered, which is after 90 Day Fiancé. It's about the daughters and mothers that are way too close.
Oh, you're
it's,
right.
It's like you want to throw up watching it because it's real. These people are crazy. And this one girl is 20. She and her mom got breast implants together.
Yeah.
And they had other surgeries too. It's nice. So weird. And the girl just posts skanky Instagram pictures constantly. Her name's Mariah, I think.
Nice.
Oh, nice naming your kid Mariah. The mother's name
is
from the
Sandy.
Very beginning.
So they go take pictures and the daughter's like, let's take our tops off. And mom's like, I'm a mom. And she actually talks her mom into it.
What?
So they take a picture with their blue jeans like pulled down over their ass and like they're covering their boobs.
Oh, that's so
it's
that
so
wonderful
stupid.
Mommy daughter bonding.
It's so creepy.
Experience.
So I'm sure this girl's an influencer.
I guess mom do knows best.
Yep, mom went with it. And then the this other mom was so I mean, she was like crying because her daughter was having a gender reveal party and she wasn't part of the planning. She's like, Mom, I'm 31 years old. This is my husband. This is our baby. And she's like, I know, but it shouldn't come between us.
What?
I would love to be left out of that process.
I know. Me too. That's how I felt.
Where are these people?
All parents used to feel
that
way.
You should have just had a barbecue.
Who are all these? Yeah, right. You had a gender reveal party.
It was a barbecue.
Were they part of the process?
Oh, you did have a gender reveal party.
I had a barbecue.
Was Kristen's mom involved?
No. We had
was
a barbecue.
The gender
was she upset?
Was the gender of your child revealed at this party?
Well, whilst we had all those people over, we might as well tell them.
It was an afterthought.
By dressing up Bill in a pink...
Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of planning went into that.
Yeah, you had to dress him up.
Yeah, there's some planning there.
I miss Bill.
I miss Bill, too. I saw Bill's picture on our Facebook page in the cop outfit. So cute.
That's a good boy. He's in doggy heaven right now.
No, he is missed.
Well, maybe.
He ain't in doggy hell, Dick.
I didn't say he was in hell. Did you baptize him? Maybe he's in purgatory.
He's waiting for me.
Yeah, okay. Say some prayers. Get him out of there.
Since we were talking about music before I hit the commercials, did you guys, well, I know Mark saw it, how there's a secretly recorded call, and it has to do with Live Nation helping Metallica put tickets directly on the resale market at inflated prices. Directly. So, not you don't even have to stand in line or, you know, weasel in to buy them and then put them on there. Because, you know, the scalpers aren't called scalpers anymore, really.
Did you hear what Metallica's response was?
What was it? Yeah, we didn't know. We didn't know.
No, you guys told us we make all our money touring back in the Napster thing. Should be the response.
It should be. You're right. Yeah, it's a really bad look for Metallica, you know, who seem to want to do things the right way. At least when it comes to them,
they can't stop monetizing things.
You know, I'm
constantly
stunned by
creating new things to monetize. I love Kiss.
I love the Rolling Stones, and I don't really care what I have to pay to see them. I'll pay it, but I feel like couldn't they do an arena tour? Does it have to always be 60,000 people single time?
So yeah, Metallica put 88,000 tickets directly onto a resale site, but they said Ticketmaster would not do it on the message.
Well, you know what they were talking about, Mark? They were saying something to the effect that if we flood StubHub with that many tickets right at once, it'll look suspicious.
Yeah.
So I think they're looking for a better way to do it, aren't they?
Yeah, that's the whole point of the whole.
How did that get out?
Conversation.
Recorded phone. Somebody recorded the call.
It's like this. Play a concert sometime.
Would it be better or worse if the tickets just... Because ticket prices for concerts, everybody always talks about supply and demand. The prices are kept purposely low so they don't look like they're gouging fans. I mean, the market is what the market is. So would it be better?
It's a way... It creates artificial demand.
No, I know, but what if the tickets just went on sale for twice as much anyway? What they would go for sale on the resale?
I guess the band feels like they'll take more crap. They're trying to be have the perception that they're not demanding the highest price. Now, the Stones have not pretended that for years. They've had the golden circles and all these, sit backstage for 5 seconds, for another 1,000.
Everyone's
get a lithograph for another 5,000. I know
it's really disgusting.
It is disgusting. The monetization of everything has just gotten ridiculous.
It is.
Now the one guy.
When do you have enough money?
The one guy is really...
when you're them. Sorry, Mark.
No.
I know you would think that, and it seems like they never do.
I know.
One person who's fighting this and has fought it pretty well. I was listening to a podcast he was on about this very topic. Is Kid Rock.
He
wanted to sell the $20 tickets, he wanted to sell the $20 tickets. He did not want them going to scalpers.
But they made that work.
It's fucking insane.
They also,
I know, because the artist really, really wanted it to.
And they had sponsors. Mm-hmm. So,
one other band that's done that.
I give them credit for that. You know, the Stones have sponsors, and they don't have $20 tickets. They just make a little more money.
I know. So they're probably the smartest, aren't they?
It's like satellite radio has commercials.
Yeah.
Remember when cable TV? Oh, cable TV, no commercials. This is great.
Yeah.
Everything gets monetized. Wait. Everything.
It has to.
Wait, when cable came out, there was no...
Yes.
Commercials?
Yeah, that was the that
Brandon's
was one of the
young
things
enough that
about,
he doesn't remember that.
Seriously? I had no idea.
That was the whole point.
You pay for it, and you don't have to watch commercials. But then
like HBO has no commercials.
HBO still does it, which I
know. And don't you kind of love them for it?
Well, they do enough promos that they're basically commercials.
Yeah, that's what I told you. I'm surprised they don't actually have ads. I mean, you see ads before movies when you go to the theater.
Yeah, but you can fast forward through HBO's. Some of the networks that show the promos beforehand, you can't fast forward.
That's true.
They trap you
who,
into
who,
it.
Who traps you? Who does it? Who does that?
Well, Hulu, unless you want to pay more to have the commercial-free one, you have to watch the commercials.
Pay more. How much more do you have to pay?
Oh,
it's $11
a
month.
They even monetize that? Are you telling me they charge exactly the amount that the commercial would cost them to show it to you?
Do they?
No, they charge extra. You know they do. They monetize it! Monetize everything.
I don't even mind watching a 30-second commercial. Big deal.
I got to tell you, it's hard for me sometimes to watch live television because some of it, oh, my God. Like, I'm trying to think. MTV, for example. And I don't watch
TV.
A ton of MTV, but I don't watch live TV. It's very rare. But when I get stuck for some reason or it just happens to be on, I go, oh, my God, how many commercials are in this break?
Yeah.
And sometimes I have a recorder. I'll go back and go, holy shit, that's like 6 minutes of commercials. Yeah. And in the middle of a movie?
Right. I've almost not watched TV that I can't forward through the commercials.
Oh, yeah. No one
I'm kind of that way.
No one watches
does anyone know old people that don't realize you can skip commercials yet?
No, but I've felt old because I'll be watching something and then I go, well, why am I not speeding through this?
Yeah. I think that's a chick thing, by the way. Recorded show. I forget to fast
forward. I'll get some chick.
It seems that I don't, my existence with chicks, while you've been able to record things, I am always the one that has to push the fast forward button because the female, it seems like, not as concerned.
Maybe it is a chick thing because Charlotte will not let me skip commercials if she's watching a recorded show because she wants to see the commercials.
She's not seen everything that we've seen.
Well, plus those kid commercials are pretty enticing.
Is it possible that commercials are more chicks are kind of interested? Like, hey, there's something I need.
Well, they have the purchasing power now, Drew.
Maybe when you're in the room and then we're gonna kind of nicely let you control things just to make you feel better about yourself.
I see. Well, thank you.
I feel
let
young.
You drive all the time too.
I feel like a young kid now though because I actually cut the cord. I have no DirecTV now.
Ooh.
And maybe I'm convincing myself that I feel like I like it better.
Yeah.
Which isn't really true. I don't know.
Have you missed anything yet?
No, you know what they don't? I didn't even realize this till well after. They don't have like Comedy Central or MTV because I went to YouTube TV. And you know what? I don't really care.
Who's dropping? Somebody is. There's a tweet yesterday I saw. Call somebody and somebody or lose the Tigers, Pistons, Wings because of dropping Fox Sports.
That's
who
AT&T.
AT&T?
Yeah.
They're going to drop Fox Sports?
No,
they'll
just
pay for it.
Yeah, right now.
So they're negotiating.
Yes. So, this is what they try to use for leverage. They tell the people, hey, you better call them if you don't want to lose us, and then they hope that people call.
Speaking
of, if there's ever a time you go with the Tigers, Red Wings, and Pistons, it's right now.
Yeah. No, you're right. Not the time to be negotiating.
Really, it's
I mean, honest to God.
I called Comcast on behalf of Drew to try and fix the internet down here, which clearly,
worked.
As Brandon showed, didn't work. But I was asking, you know, can we go to a cheaper package or a different package? Like, yeah, but I have to let you know there are four channels you will not get. I said, okay, what are they? WGN America. I'm like, oh, boy. I mean, Drew watches Cubs maybe? I don't know.
Once in a while, but I could live without it.
Cut that out. I forget what the second one was. The third one was Wii TV. I'm like, I'm not going to let Drew watch Wii TV.
It's more true crime on here.
That's a waste of time. And then the fourth one was ID.
I just
said right there, non-starter.
Deal breaker!
Non-starter. I don't want to hear anymore. He goes, really? I said, ID is not, we have to have that. It's very important. Yeah. That was the end of the conversation. Oof. And I said, this is the best time of leverage for ID's channel.
I wonder if
everybody
they,
loves it.
If they know, like if, okay, this is really paranoid, but if they know enough about you when you call for that, they pick out all of the channels that you watch and throw those
genius.
Out there.
Or at least the number.
Oh, this is that? Yeah, okay, we know all the data we have to know about this.
I could see that happening. They know everything.
Yeah, they do.
Damn.
Why are we hiding?
Turn off that television, y'all!
Okay, so let's see. The dog days of summer are here. God, they are. So hot. And New York, so much power gone in Brooklyn,
yeah.
50,000 people.
Yeah.
Are we going to get a blackout one of these days? Do you feel it coming?
Like the big one we had?
Kind of.
Well,
New York starts losing power.
Surprise me.
It'll happen here and there, but so many people have, you know, their Generacs or their generators now.
Yeah, that's true.
I think, and a lot of people have moved to solar, so some people will be okay.
My hope is that now that New York's had problems, they'll fix the infrastructure for the whole country.
Oh, Elric's without power. Is he still without power, do you know?
I think so, because he sent me a text about Soul of Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And
talking about
what we're doing tomorrow. He's talking about having Walchek. You know, Walchek's doing a big thing on John Norman Collins, the Michigan murders.
He is?
Yeah, it starts tonight.
What?
But he's like, Elric told me, he's like, I'm not sure Walchek can make it, so we might have to do, you know, random things. And then he just, the next tech, I'm thinking I could do 4 hours on the power company with just exclamation points.
Hey, wait a second.
He got solar
panels. Solar powered. Why is he without power?
I'm going to ask him.
Solar power, though, it only generates so much. Not enough.
Yeah, he was pretty drunk on it when he got it.
He was big
no energy.
Big time ballyhooing it. I'm intrigued. We'll see what he says back. But yeah,
sure.
John Norman Collins. Wolchek did. I saw
the Michigan murders.
Yeah.
That's a great book. That is a, frightening true crime thing. And actually, I'll disseminate into that in just a second, or dissemble into that, because I just remembered the ending. I could, I'll have to go spoiler alert.
For John Norman Collins?
Yeah.
Oh.
Doesn't everybody know the one?
I don't know. Maybe not off the top of their head. I don't think about it.
I have no idea.
Well, he was murdering Michigan Eastern Michigan co-eds in 67,
yep.
I think.
I know someone that that knew the first person that was murdered.
And I think they were pretty girls, too.
Very pretty.
Because he was...
You pick him up on his hog.
Yeah, he thought he was pretty hot.
He was pretty. Trudy, you'd find him hot.
Chicks did kind of dig him.
Oh, okay.
His prison picture, remember how scary that
very
was?
Very scary. Still is scary.
And to think the guy, you know, 50 years later, there he is still in prison. I don't know why that freaks me out.
Would you get on a motorcycle with that guy, though?
No.
Not on the right.
50 years ago, you would?
No, I would not. I didn't get motorcycles with anybody.
What about now? What about this dude?
Look at that guy.
There you go.
Look at that chin.
Looks your type.
Oh, look at that suit.
Lantern jaw of his.
Ugh. Got lots
of hair.
Silky hair.
Look at that picture right there, Trudy.
Oh, he's got bangs.
Lush lips.
Look, that's a guy.
So much
Trudy,
too,
that
man.
Guy's going places. That guy is going to make a lot of money. And he's got a motorcycle.
He basically laid the groundwork for Ted Bundy.
Did he?
What if he had tickets to see the Stones?
No.
And you can tell he's got a future.
I did not like getting on motorcycles with men either, because you had to wrap your arms around them, and I felt like they were getting off. Yeah. You know, and I'm like, I'm not wrapping my arms around you because I like you.
So Trudy thinks anyone in her orbit just gets off.
if she touches them.
No, I don't think that. I just think that that's a way of forcing you to wrap your arms around somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You read the
book. Like, you don't want them to get off?
I want to control when they get off. Get off when I say they do.
I like that power.
You read the book, right?
Yes.
Any big things you remember from the book?
Wow, it's been a while. That's Lowell. Is that Lowell Caulfield?
No. Was it Edward Keyes, maybe?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Be all he wrote.
By the way, Lowell's books are great. I don't know what Lowell's doing now. But
well, he wrote House of Secrets.
Yeah. Also,
the
Cass Corder.
Yeah.
That crazy crime. Anyways, I was talking about, of course, great timing, and it's Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on fire with their summer clearance event. The all-new 2020 models are on their way, and they need to make room by giving you a break on the old ones. So it's time for the lowest of the low lease payments on your new ride from Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. The wait is over. Get your new whip today. Lease a 19 Jeep Compass as low as $166 a month. How about a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $248 a month? Ram truck. How about a 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $149 a month? During Zot's summer clearance event, the longer you wait, the fewer low-price rides you'll have to choose from. So don't delay. Surf their soon-to-be massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Dr. Yaldo, corrective eye surgery, one of the greatest lifestyle improvements and breakthroughs of this century. It's one of the safest surgeries in all of medicine. It's changed the lives of millions of people by allowing them to get 20/20 vision or better without the hassle, poor performance of glasses and contacts. You've got your custom LASIK. He's done over 30,000 of those, people getting better than 20/20 vision in so many cases.
Really?
It takes a few minutes. Yeah. It's painless. You get to throw the old garbage technology out. Multifocal lens implants for people 45 plus frees you from your reading glasses. You got nothing to lose by seeing Dr. Yaldo for a free evaluation. If you're interested in frames like intern Joe from the LaDuff Show, he got some cool new frames. Couldn't see out of his old ones, but they've got great selection on frames and sunglasses. You can get prescription sunglasses if you like. Got to see your you got to get your eye exam every 2 years anyway. Tell them Drew and Mike sent you for an additional discount. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES. Or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. Was there something in the Michigan murder case?
Oh, I was just going to say, I remember he kept trophies.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember one of the trophies he kept?
What?
Nipples.
Oh, yeah.
Cut
I was going to guess that. I don't know why.
Did he have them made into something?
Get his huge nipples, man.
That's him.
Actual audio.
That is what he would sound like. Huh?
That guy's
huge nipples, man.
Oh my god!
It looks like he'd say it.
But the other thing too is remember how he got caught. Spoiler
yes,
alert!
Yes, his uncle. He was looking after his uncle's house for him,
mm-hmm.
and his uncle got back and noticed that, hey, why is the basement floor been repainted.
And, that's crazy.
And so they asked him, did he say something like he was cutting his hair or something ridiculous?
Yes, and so that was the other thing I was going to get to, because they found hair. No, they found hairs down there,
mm-hmm.
aside from the painting. He's like, his aunt used to cut her kid's hair down there. But, of course, the hair they found was quite curly, and they realized it was pubic hair that matched the
victim. There was blood on the floor.
Yeah, underneath, like, the washing. Wasn't the washing machine?
Yes. It was really
very sloppy.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Tried to see he painted the floor because he was cutting his hair down there.
I just remember something involving hair. I forgot that it was curly.
Yeah.
But I remember that he got blood. He killed someone down there.
Yeah.
So it was very bloody. He painted the floor like, hey, I painted the floor, boy.
Yeah. He's such a nice guy. What did he kill? Nine?
So, yeah. So his uncle, who was a cop, he was a state cop, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
He had to turn him in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think he had mixed feelings because he felt like, if I'm wrong, you know, this is going to really screw him up.
Yeah.
But he felt extremely confident. And in fact, yeah.
Part of that story is not told that often. Just the pain that his uncle went through.
I know. A lot of cases like that. Yeah. That Bay State killer that they just got through the DNA.
Oh, the Golden State Killer?
Golden State Killer, yeah. Mm-hmm. They believe he's raped over 50 people. They think the murders could be in the 20s, maybe more. They know of 12 for sure. Wow. But anyway, he's the one that would have... He liked breaking in on couples, not just a female, couples.
Yeah, because he liked to, like...
Emasculate the man.
Emasculate the man, yeah.
He would have the female tie up the male, then he would tie up the female, tighten the male up, and then he would just ransack the house, and he would keep trophies photographs, which is like photographs.
Yeah. He would stack plates on the man.
Yeah.
Very high. That way, if the man would move, the plates would fall. And he said, if I hear those plates, I'll kill her.
I'm going to kill you.
I'll kill everyone in the house.
Yeah.
So, yeah, once he had him tied up, he'd go roam the house. He'd drink a beer. He'd some food. Yeah. He would grab some trinkets or something to remember it by, photographs often. And then he would come back in the bedroom, typically, because it was late at night. And this one girl said, yeah, he came in with a shirt on, no pants, and an erection. And said, she's coming with me. I know, it's so bad.
What a great outfit.
Oh, my God.
He pulled the nude move.
He did.
In an erection. You don't wear an erection. You have an erection. You don't wear it.
Is there any? Have they already debunked or figured out that he could not be the Zodiac Killer? Because a lot of those murders happened at the same time. It was in California, albeit, you know, miles away.
Wasn't it kind of a different MO?
Well, the Zodiac Killer everybody.
Shot people. I don't know if they've connected either. God, the Zodiac Killer, that is one of the creepiest, weirdest things. The one I just can't ever get over that is when he calls into the attorney, Melvin Belli, who's on television, and they've been begging him, call tomorrow morning between 9 and 10 to this TV show, and he calls in, and he sounds so weird.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
And I think he made a couple... Did he scream a couple times? Or
waited 45 minutes today to keep a run on
Full Jackson?
San Francisco's Zodiac Killer of five persons.
45 minutes.
Walter.
Is
that Walter?
Yeah. The meeting was arranged this morning when a caller identifying himself as Sam...
He was the highest ratings Jim Dunbar ever had. For show.
Talk show.
Do you think he had proper time to tease it?
San Francisco show.
Did he get proper time to promo it?
Yeah, he must have.
Just tell us what's going on inside you right now, Sam, please.
I have headache.
Right. How long have you had those headaches, Sam? In a long time?
Since I killed a kid.
What? Was it before December that you had the headaches?
Yes.
Were you in service that you might have had an injury in service? Did you ever fall out of a tree or downstairs? Were you ever unconscious?
Good question.
I don't know.
You don't remember.
I don't know.
Yeah, and this
you
call,
sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
And the call ends with, and ba-ba booey to y'all.
Sounds like someone's having their monthly.
He made some guttural noise a couple times during the call. Weird.
The guy that was possessed on Dateline. Yeah.
I don't know that they know that was him.
That's him.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I didn't know we had that audio.
Yeah.
Once again, if you're going to be possessed by a demon or Satan, he's going to say something worse than damn. Remember, that was his big thing. Do you know about the new book, American Predator, that's come out about Israel Keyes, the serial killer? And they say Israel Keyes is the most prolific serial killer in America, and that there's murders that they don't even know that he's did that they don't even know about, because he would study other serial killers.
Wow, he looks fairly young.
Yeah. And so the last
Where was he murdering people?
All over America. That was the amazing thing. He would
have serial killer cards. I'd like to collect them.
They did know about
him. They did it. With stats on the back?
You do know about this guy. Remember, he's the guy that would, he would travel and he would set up like a kill kit and leave it and then come back and use the kill kit.
Yeah, I was he on Dateline or something like that?
Probably.
I think I've heard about this guy, but I feel like
he was very meticulous. And
should know more.
Yeah, and well, the new book is getting rave reviews, American Predator, The Hunt for the Most Meticulous Serial Killer of the 21st Century.
Yeah, and he killed himself in prison.
Yeah, pussy.
How many people did he kill?
They don't know. He wouldn't really spill. So they only have 3 confirmed.
He was born in 79?
Yeah, and he died in 2012. Yeah. He was only 34 years
old. When was he convicted? What age? Or what year?
Why do I remember 2012 this guy? Was his last murder, I believe. He had abducted a teen at gunpoint in Alaska, in Anchorage, Alaska. Cut her up in pieces, threw her all over Alaska. And between them finding the body and his abduction, he toyed with the family and police by sending a ransom note, even though he'd already killed her and got rid of the body. And demanded $30,000 deposited into an account connected to her.
Has anyone ever collected the ransom and just gone on?
Well,
anytime there's a ransom, I'm like, okay, this isn't going to work. How could it possibly work?
So he used the card all throughout the southwest of the United States, and they finally
used what
caught up to
card?
Her ATM card that they
oh,
put the ransom
card?
Money in. Yeah.
What year?
2012 or 2013, I think.
They could never find the guy?
It's almost like he was giving up.
Oh, he was trying to get him to come get him,
yeah.
And it didn't work.
Well, he just keeps taking out $300 every 5 minutes, and they never come get him?
He had a family, and the day he abducted that girl in Anchorage, he, like, dropped his daughter off at school. I know, it's a wild story. I want to read the book, but, I don't read.
He's got that James Patterson book on Epstein.
Mm.
Which I'm looking forward to getting into.
Ooh, I just got the Joe Namath book.
Joe Willie Namath. Yeah, Joe's...
Life in 4 quarters. Do you think it's going to be... I haven't read anything.
I've read some of it. Joe's cool. I mean, he's just one of those... He's just a star. He's very normal, I think, except that he was really...
I kiss you.
I think he was really cool, but he wasn't really that cool. He just... Because he was a partier, and he was a great player, he was just deemed cool, and he looked cool, and he did movies with Anne Margaret, and...
Yeah.
So, I mean, he wore the white cleats... He had the fur coat. I mean, he was
coat and the sort of bell bottom. That you've got a pair of pants like that. Joe Namath would rock that kind of thing.
His
all the
his
time.
Coolness
mod
didn't for some reason it didn't translate like beyond 1980.
I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
Although he did get kind of a pass on. What's her name?
Susie Colbert.
Susie Colbert.
Yeah. I want to kiss you.
I can't believe he wasn't a good commentator. I mean, he got blown out of Monday Night Football after 1 year.
Looks like you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
I thought he was cool back then.
He was cool.
Pop culture,
but he went into acting,
him.
Didn't work out. No. He did like plays, like, oh, get out of here.
Then that whole thing that I want to kiss you thing, I thought was so hilarious.
It was hilarious.
Even though he was horrified later on, but
yeah,
I felt bad about that. But
I like the way he talks about the ladies.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember you had
still like the ladies
incredibly defensive of him like one day maybe 10 years ago because some people were pushing back. Do you remember this
on his interceptions?
Yes. might have been myself and Mike Walters pushing back. Like, you guys don't understand.
His stats weren't that good, but no, you don't understand. And
I didn't really care that much.
He threw for 4,000 yards in 67 when barely anyone was throwing for 3,000 yards.
Wow.
I mean, seriously.
Wow.
He was the kind of guy that would throw for 300 yards when nobody threw for 300 yards. He
How
was
much
a pass
make a
happy.
I can throw a football over the mountains.
He was pass happy when nobody passed threw the ball.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
He got intercepted a lot. As a lot of guys from that era did. I mean, this business of being two TDs for every interception, and that's like an average stat now. Nobody did that back then.
Hey, now that I think about it, because we played Juice. Remember, Juice wants, I want those two games so I can get his yardage back up. Yeah. Do people run for more yards today than they did back then? Obviously, there's more offense in general, but per game, don't they seem like they're running for less yards today?
I think so, yeah. Because in 14-game schedules, I mean, he had 2,000 in a 14-game schedule. Hey, I mean, give just it up for the Juice.
On a per-game basis.
Yeah, I think so, on a per-game basis. Although...
there just seemed to be a lot more running back then.
In the late 60s through the mid-70s,
even in the 80s,
yeah.
I feel like Peyton
yeah, the
ran,
80s, that's true.
Ran more.
Yeah, there were a lot of guys that ran Although for they, a lot of yards in, year out, like Barry and Emmett and Walter.
They also had one back as opposed to, you know, rotating running backs. Right, Trudy?
Well...
yes.
And that was the problem with the Gale Sayers era.
I was going to say that.
They had a fullback who would get 10, 12 carries a game.
Exactly.
Not even paying attention.
How did you see that? My eyes were glazed over. They weren't even turned toward you.
When my mom died, the Louis drop did pop into my head. My mother died.
I know. Jerry told me the same thing when Julie's grandma died.
Money's no problem for me. I've come into a little nest egg. My mother died.
We had some new drops, too. I was pulling them the other day. She's just on fire.
By the way, last week, this sounds terrible. It's not as bad as it sounds, but, you know, there's like, Bill, hey, Drew, we need to talk about taxes. And, you know, stuff is coming. I was like, my mother died. You know, because I was like, I don't want to talk. I don't, because I would put something like that off anyway.
Sure.
But it seemed like, wow, everybody, I mean, you can't argue with this one.
It backs them off.
Yeah. So anyway, today it's all coming to roost.
Oh, boy.
It was like, time to go over this.
Oh, balls.
I know. It really sucked. I should have just done it last week.
No, you know, you needed.
I guess.
I think using that,
wrong with that
is, I mean, I don't think.
How long do I have to use it, by the way?
I think a month.
A month? Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Forever.
There are actual times.
Forever. Hey, everybody mourns differently.
That's right.
You process differently. But there are times, you know, like how long do I have to send a graduation gift, you know, where it's appropriate
still? 1 year.
That's when it... really?
Isn't that the rule? Yeah, 1 year.
Yeah.
Or that's a year. That's a thank you notes. It's supposed to be a year.
Or wedding gifts. Or
a year's
baby gift.
Ridiculous. A thank you note? I don't even remember what I did.
That's why you got to do them right away.
No, I mean, when I get it, I'll go, what's this for?
Well,
that's a surprise.
Well, somebody finally got on their ass and made them write a thank you note. If I get no thank you note, I won't remember that they didn't send one. If they send one really late, I'll go,
yeah,
huh,
364 days later.
I don't really expect a thank you note either. I don't know. I'm just terrible at that stuff.
I'm not good at it either.
Is it really necessary to send a thank you note for everything? Can't you just thank the person?
You know, I feel like you should be able to, but there's some people who look at it as, you know.
But I picture someone being assigned it and sitting down and going, you know, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's good to make them do it.
But there are some people who are really good at it. Julie, when she wrote us a thank you note, I was like, aw.
She's amazing with her thank you notes.
So touching.
Could we just have people write thank you notes to chicks only? Just leave the guys out?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you like getting thank you notes? Is it important to you?
Me? Well, it's nice. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you.
It's fun to get mail.
Weird.
It is kind of fun to get mail.
I know. It's fun to
actual
get real mail.
Can you email a thank you note?
Yeah, if you're gauche. No, I don't know. I have no idea.
Just ask.
That's
know.
One less layer of yeah, actual.
It's a little easier.
Thank you, whoever you are.
Right, but it's less.
Oh, it's less personal.
Yes, and less personal.
Hey, as long as someone's sincere, isn't that good enough?
I think
so.
Yeah.
But
I do
see.
Think if you have kids, you should make them do it just because it's fun to make kids do stuff. And they need to learn.
Well, it fills up space.
True.
Too.
Like I told you, Charlotte cannot come over until she thanks you.
Oh, that's going to be interesting.
Well, when she's like 10 or.
Hey, until she's like, she'll learn.
I'm going to get a letter off
the first time she thanks me, she'll say, I can't hear you.
You should. Please do it.
Louder.
Please do it.
Okay.
She'll get so mad. Hmm. It'll be great.
Do we have any phone numbers, Brandon?
Well,
the sugar daddy and mama.
Oh, yeah, the Hall Financial Hotline should be open because there's a 22-year-old complaining about all the remarks she gets about her. Actually, it's her boyfriend, right? Or is it her husband?
I think if they're married, yeah.
He's 52. She's 22. She says people say, oh, is this your grandfather? Which he looks like her father to me.
Don't. No one that says that. She also claims they give her the kid menu when they go to a restaurant.
Oh, get out of here.
Do not.
No way.
Get it out of here.
Come on.
Get out.
It's ridiculous.
Go back to your own country.
All right. So we'll get the Hall Financial Hotline open in a minute. And here in the DealsNitty.com studios, where I will tell you that Gabar and the gang at Zot, Ford, and Holly are in the middle of their Hurry Up and Save sales event. You've probably heard you can save 20% off sticker during this sale. And our friends at Zot, Ford, and DealsNitty.com will do much better than that while helping get the new Ford of your dreams. How about 0% financing for 60 months and over $14,000 off a new 19 Ford Explorer XLT? That's almost 30% off sticker, or lease it now as low as $171 a month. How about 0% financing for 72 months or nearly $14,000 off a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4? That's almost 30% off sticker. Or lease it as low as $99 a month. We know Zot Ford is the spot for all automotive deals that are hot. So go see Anthony, Gary, or any member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County before the Hurry Up and Save sale event passes you by, or even Gabar. Dr. Roche.
Love you, Gary!
Dr. Roche is busy mapping out your way back to your youthful self.
Because
July is bikini month.
Bing diddy bong.
Bikini month.
Mommy makeover. Mommy makeovers are pretty hot right now, too. Body tight for real results that actually you can turn around pretty quickly. And no incisions to speak of. Very, very, very small little just a spot where, you know, the cannula. Any, bring back your pre-baby, your pre-stress, your pre-everything waist size. With body tight, breast lifts and fill, you can overcome gravity with a breast lift that points them back upward, just like nature made you.
Those look, I'm telling you, those breast lifts, he doesn't rave about his work usually. He's known for his noses, really, and now his breasts lately.
Yeah.
But his breast lifts were amazing.
Yeah.
It does. Got make milk?
And, you know, you.
Because a lot of those cases, you're taking someone who had sizable breasts, and of course, you know, with the
gravity,
kids,
weight, the children,
freaking kids at total breasts, just total them, ruined them, and he brings them back to life.
Yeah, he does that with the help of fat transfers too.
Yeah,
and a shapely bust and enhancer cleavage, and also one syringe of Restylane, get one free, $600 value. That's for forehead lines, brow line, cheeks. They call them marionette lines. You know, the lines around your make it look like
is
a marionette.
Called?
Jaw lines.
Jeez.
And lips. Yeah. So give them a call for a consultation, 248-338-1110, or go to drroche.com to look at some of the videos and some of the before and after pictures.
I drank my mommy's booby juice till I was 12 years old. Huge breasts.
Yeah. Did anybody hear about the armed standoff in Southfield last night?
I was reading about it.
Did she give up yet? She murdered her husband.
Yeah.
And his body was laying
chicks.
In the kitchen.
She barricaded.
She killed him.
Oh, chicks.
And then she was in the bedroom.
No, it's fine.
In a standoff, and it was going on and on and on and on and on. It was like, I don't know how many hours, but I never heard that she gave up.
Huh. Didn't she have some cooking to do or laundry or something that would have distracted her?
A baby to take care of.
She did surrender to police.
She did?
Yeah.
I thought she was going to shoot herself for sure.
It started at 4 p.m., and it doesn't sound like she gave up until, I don't know, early this morning.
It's tenacious. Know,
they sent Officer Robot into the house.
I know. And Officer Robot always ends up telling them where she is, where the person is.
He's the best.
What a narc.
Best cop around.
They took the mail out of the house, too, while she was in there with a weapon.
What is he, a robot?
So.
They're taking her to a hospital for treatment. Give me a break.
Oh, please. Whatever.
So why did she shoot him? Just, you know, theories.
That's what I was
reckless
looking for. There was really no speculation whatsoever. They didn't even name the couple, so I didn't know anything about her. And I was watching the new news, and I'm like, is this lady been nailed yet? I mean, they picked her up? No.
Hmm.
So, let's see. What else? There were a couple other things here.
Did you see the story about the alligator in Milford?
Yeah.
Yeah. The lady's just driving along, and all of a sudden there's like, oh, there's an alligator crossing the street.
So that's someone's pet?
Yeah, the guy said he got it when he was in high school, and it's lived for 20 years.
And what, he just let it out for a walk?
Puff. It was, I guess, in some sort of enclosure, and it broke its, you know, leash.
Uh-huh.
And started wandering, just ambling around the neighborhood, and that guy was with his kids at that water park in Madison Heights.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
They couldn't get him, you know, like, get him on the phone to come get his alligator. But apparently,
how big was
a
gator?
It was sizable.
Was it big?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it was a 20-year-old alligator.
And he's alive? Alive,
because he wasn't violating. The only thing that this guy, you know, got in trouble for was not being in control of his, you know, in the hat.
Would that gator, I mean, if I went up and teased it, would it have just taken me out?
That lady said it was hissing and kind of snapping.
Oh, boy.
She actually, with some other neighbor, tried to wrangle it.
What?
And they kind of did. With dog leashes, they sort of got...
What?
Yeah, because he was headed for
a death wish?
That's just call 911, forget about it, don't be a hero. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, she goes, well, it was headed towards a drainage ditch, and I know we'd never see it again if it got in there. And so she jumps out.
The problem is...
The alligator poo.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know why. Really, alligator pet, it just seems like... I don't know, it just seems like, is it worth the risk that something like that happens? I don't know.
I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't dick with it, but...
So, also, in the last 24 hours, well, actually, it was on Monday that Gretchen Whitmer announced Aretha Franklin Drive, right. The Lodge, the former Lodge, I-10, is now Aretha Franklin
Because it's
highway.
About time we fix the damn roads.
Is that because it's full of potholes and it's kind of a disaster?
Yeah, I know you'd think they would clean it up first, but I doubt they did. So now, why are they taking us on a tour of her house? Is it still for sale?
I guess so, yeah. So
it's been a year since she died. They still can't sell that piece of shit house?
I guess not, but Evrod went through a tour. No, Evrod was really close to her, too. Remember, he used to call her Miss Franklin.
None of these media people were close to Aretha Franklin. Can we just dispel
what?
That
What are you talking about?
Why'd they have to call her Miss Franklin if they're so close to her?
I remember asking Hank that off the air.
Well, because
it's part of the rules.
Well, it's because they show...
I don't think Tina Turner called her Miss Franklin.
No, of course not. But I'm wondering, is Evrod going to get the 3% or whatever when the house sells?
Oh, is he going to finder's fee, you mean?
Want to live like a queen? A new home just went on the market with a very famous previous owner. Like
Evrod Casme shows us
they cleaned
where the queen
it up.
Of soul
they
hung done. Her hat.
We are on Aretha Franklin's property inside of her gated community in Bloomfield Hills. This home actually just went on sale.
Let's Evrod Knox?
The first thing you'll notice immediately in this six-bedroom, five-and-a-half-bathroom home is Aretha's red piano from her
Lord.
Detroit home.
Did you get to keep it?
Interior designer Rodney Howell was hired to stage the house.
Oh, it's so staged.
They staged her house?
Of course they did, because if they didn't, it would be, I mean, the whatchamacallit, what was the vehicle that was there at Clark?
Oh, the Bobcat?
Yeah, the Bobcat would still be there.
Yeah.
There'd be furniture in the pool.
I thought they just pushed everything into the pool.
There'd be clothes and ever racks of clothes in the kitchen.
Well, remember, we were looking at it, and it was...
Yeah, it was yeah, total. Well, they cleaned it up a little bit. Interior then.
Designer Rodney they had to flush Howell the toilets. They were all clogged.
He brought in all new furniture with the piano as the center
He's
of
playing
the
it.
I was going to say, Evrod releases music.
Every new
He sent
guy
us a song,
does.
By the way.
Oh, wow.
He did.
Up, really? The kitchen.
Yeah. A lot of these things are original that Aretha Franklin used.
Really?
And especially
then why'd you stage
the
house?
And everything, so
she did not use it. She got carry out from
home.
Johnny Rockets.
They're going to be cooking where the queen cooked.
And then down the hall to Aretha's bedroom, a place she spent many nights when she wasn't out on the road.
Because this was so personable in here, and this is where
I like his
she
salmon
slept.
Jacket,
just
by the way.
Yeah, it's very
here,
dapper.
His pants are a little loud.
So I wanted to make sure that it was fit
I don't think
for
her clean. Bedroom looked anything like that.
Bed hasn't been made in years.
And a master bathroom attached, finished with marble floors and a queen's throne.
Everything
the
here
toilet?
In the bathroom.
Why are we pretending that Aretha lived like this?
Why are they doing this?
No, they're pretending that she lived this way. It's staged.
Show some respect.
With a sauna, additional living room space
the
in the
sauna,
finished
yeah, she
level.
Sweated out a lot in the sauna.
Bedroom has a full
she
bathroom
fit in that sauna.
For Rodney, staging the Queen
I mean,
of Soul's home was a huge
years.
Honor.
I want to make sure that I was doing everything that I thought the Queen would like.
No,
and
you wanted to sell out. You
queen
sell
out.
Finish, why didn't you do it when she was alive then?
I know, so she could enjoy it.
You're pleased with
it. You want your home stage? You stage your home.
And as you can see, this is a beautiful home. The asking price, $1.2 million.
Why don't you buy it?
In Bloomfield Hills at Aretha Franklin's
Wait a
home.
Second.
Evrod Casimy, Local 4.
This house went up before, didn't it? For like $800?
Yeah.
So they staged it and added $400 to it.
Yeah.
We got some free.
R-E-S-T-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-T-E-C-T. Take care of me.
Okay. Okay.
What a joke.
Brandon, you want to open the Hall Financial Hotline in the DealsNadee.com studios? David Hall would love to do a refi for you. Just go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. We got 13 tips last week.
Holy.
13.
Wow.
I know. And Jess just writes, tips last week, 13. I was like, Jess, come on, Sheriff, give it up.
She didn't. No love with that?
No.
No special attaboy, a gold star?
No, I was not pleased. Wow. I want some props. I want network props. Yeah, David's on all four of our shows now. It seems to be working, which is good. Very cool, the way it's supposed to. So, yeah, so this is the 22-year-old girl. What's her name? Let's see. She is Chelsea.
He drew his guy. It's on that piece of paper.
Here. Chelsea Maynard. And she's pretty cute.
That was nice,
actually. You know what? She looks really young. She doesn't even look 22, does she?
Oh, that's why she gets the children's menu.
Which number, Mark? Is there three numbers?
I guess all three. Yeah, they have three phone numbers. Oh, 100.
33, 33, 33?
No, they're all 100%. Actually, the first two, I don't know. Okay, I'll go seriously 60%, probably 50, and then 80. So start with the 80. Start with the third one.
It's over 100.
Yeah, well, they have – he has his own line.
No,
she has
one phone each.
Wait a second.
Whose number is it?
You have two phone lines here. I looked up yours.
I think one's an old expired phone.
Maybe he has a back phone.
Still paying for.
Well, let's see how quickly they answer.
Right?
Yeah, this couple could be on Marrying Millions. Those couples are so goofy.
I hope
he doesn't answer and hear this.
His name is Bruce. Retired car dealer.
Man, look at my life.
I'm a lot like you.
Being Bruce isn't easy.
Old man.
Hello.
Hi, Bruce.
Who'd you want?
I was trying to reach Bruce.
I think you might have the wrong number.
You're not married. This isn't Bruce married to Chelsea?
Oh, I got a sweetheart. If Chelsea's any better, I'd like to meet her.
Yeah, she's 20. Yeah. She's 22 years old.
Oh, well, a little young for me. A
little young?
Really? You don't think you could keep up for a while?
I don't believe I could.
Really? Pop a little Viagra?
22-year-old killed a 71-year-old man.
Oh, you're 71, yikes.
I agree. I'm
look lovely on your arm, though, for a while, sir.
Yeah, good eye candy.
You know, the worst part would be she would think she knows everything, and then you'd laugh because you've seen a lot more.
You're right. But you've got the wrong number.
Well, I appreciate you breaking up with her before it started. I do it all the time. You have a great day, sir.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
A nice gentleman. Bye-bye. Yes, thank you.
He dumped her. He did. He dumped her.
I love how you thought about it, though.
At least the number worked.
He went there.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I really don't. 30 years is so many.
He's thinking with his dong. I don't know what her deal is.
24 and there's so much
more. Live alone in a paradise
that makes me think of you.
Why?
I'd rather sleep with Bruce.
Love lost such a cause.
Bruce was a Bruce was a great time in my life.
I want to know how this story ends.
They're in
just dial, leave a short message, and I'll get back with you.
I'll get back with you. With you.
How does my story end?
Hi, is this Chelsea's number or Bruce? It's the Drew and Mike show calling. We were just reading a story about your incredible marriage and some of Chelsea's issues with outsiders and their comments. We'd love to talk to either one of you. Just
very,
call the...
Very inspirational.
Yeah, it was. Call the 248 number. Thank you.
You hitting that?
And we got one more. This was actually the third number that Mark wanted me to dial first.
The same old...
Thanks for listening.
Harvest is such a great record.
And mean that much to you.
I've been first and last. Look at how the time goes past. But I'm all alone at last.
I think I prefer After the Gold Rush.
Ah.
God, that's a great record.
I love Harvest.
Wait, this is After.
Oh,
Which one is this?
You have reached the number.
It's on Harvest, isn't it?
It's on Harvest, I think. Like you.
I need someone to love me the whole day through.
Man needs a maid.
Heart of Gold was a number one song, single. And Neil didn't release a lot of singles.
I liked A Man Needs a Maid. He was in a very messy period in his life, possibly.
Neil is so cool. You know, I saw somebody.
To keep my house.
See, it's about that.
Yeah, I did like After the Gold Rush better.
But the best one, Needle in the Damage Done, though, by far.
Oh, great song.
Yeah, Hurricane, which is on. What?
That's a little later, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's an old song, buddy. Are you hearing, Neil?
It's about his bandmate from Crazy Horse that died.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was about a hurricane.
Needle in the Damage Done?
Really? Oh, Needle in the Damage
Done.
Yeah, you're right.
Somebody had posted on Facebook that, I think David Bowie sucks.
What?
On one of our fan
fuck
pages.
Them.
I think you I suck.
Know. I know. And usually I won't post anything, but I just couldn't resist. There were a number
snap
of people
back
on both sides, and I just think if you think David Bowie sucks, you can't really have studied his catalog that carefully. You can't. You couldn't have. I mean, you'd have to at least appreciate what he does.
He's transformed.
It's like, you know, it's like me saying Ariana Grande sucks. First of all, I don't know her catalog, and second of all, I know she has millions of fans. She must be doing something right.
Right, but she
I'll
hasn't
even admit that, even though I can't be on this planet with her much longer.
She sucks because of her personal life, not her music. I mean, her music is what it is.
To Mark's point, though, David Bowie has changed his music and his style
on
so
purpose
many different times. Wouldn't one of them, at least, actually appeal
to this
person?
Yeah, one version of Bowie okay for you?
You know, I was trying
Throaty
to
Bowie
if
or
were
something
trying to, if you were trying to Throaty sell Bowie someone.
Yeah, Throaty Bowie.
If I was trying to introduce someone to David Bowie, and I had to pick five songs, well, Heroes is a great song.
Yeah. Modern Love?
Modern Love is, because that's kind of a poppy song. He's got some very poppy
such a
songs.
Cool song.
Young Americans is poppy.
Let's dance.
Let's dance. Yeah, boy.
No, I would not use that one.
Yeah, it was the problem of like going for the masses, which he never did. I think this guy was saying every track on Suffragette City sucks. She's like, what?
Okay, here's an obscure one that I love, and I don't hear hardly any. TVC 15, remember that
song?
Oh,
yes.
And it's got a number in it.
I love it.
TVC 15, yes!
How about Stay? Do you remember the song Stay? That great long intro.
Carlos Alomar?
Is that Carlos Alomar?
I thought it was.
I think you're probably right. Can you crank Stay, Brandon?
You say... That version of Stay?
Oh, listen to this.
What you want to.
Why don't you stay?
I don't know. I think Changes was always my favorite. Maybe
I like
it was,
Changes.
Maybe because it was on the radio more, but Changes was always mine.
Oh, wait a second.
I always think
why is the one song... you know what he said? He said... All the Young Dudes is the only good thing he did, and his version isn't the best version. Oh, God. Come on.
I think he's trolling it at this point.
Well, it's on the fan page. I'm rarely even on that page.
Wow.
So, what about Rebel Rebel? Rebel Rebel is the consummate Bowie song to me, I think. I love Rebel Rebel. Yeah!
There's another one. That's Mick Ronson there.
Mick Ronson was awesome.
Who is not Mark Ronson's dad?
No.
We went through that one
it's
day.
It's funny. I so want them to be related. And
it seems like they
would happen. I saw a Mick Ronson documentary. And it was really sad because he was part of so much great music. Not just Bowie. And he was an arranger. He was kind of, I think he was classically trained. Easy, Layla.
What's she upset about? She doesn't like David Lowe.
David Bowie?
David Bowie.
David Bowie, either.
And of course, everyone goes nuts at Hot Tramp, I Love You So. Even if you're just listening to it.
Yeah.
He was great live, too. All the Young Dudes. I mean, I could just go on and on. I like some of his later tracks, too. I mean, every album Bowie had had something that was interesting or great on it, even though if the concept was off.
Yeah, that last album, that really weird...
Oh, Star... Wait. Yeah, it was released the day he died.
Yeah, that one.
Tramp!
I love you so!
This is the crowd going nuts at Fantasy Park. What is it?
Fantasy Park, yeah. Is this at Fantasy Park?
Yeah, well, you hear the crowd. Almost drowning him out. It's crazy. Crowd's going ape, man. I can't tell what they're chanting.
Oh, Black Star was the last album. It had a couple tracks that were interesting. There was a great video on there with Tilda Swinton.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, a great video with Tilda Swinton.
That does not seem
weird.
No one ever until today. No, she's great.
I like the album with...
She was very similar to Bowie, too, you know? Like,
yeah, she's kind of out there.
Very weird and...
Red hair.
August 25 at 7
almost the anniversary.
7 p.m.
Hey, tell me, it's Mike. I'm calling you inside an ATM machine. This is crazy. I just left you at the Arthur thing. I'm a little up. In fact, I'm trying to remember my password here. I don't know if that's right or not. Anyway, I just remembered. Is there any way to get this? Is ridiculous. I know this is stupid. Thanks for all the tickets in the past.
What a
is
setup.
Is it possible to get two tickets to, oh, Christ. I got a, I'm trying to understand this ATM, and I'm trying to talk to you all at the same time. What an anus. Is it possible to get two tickets to David Bowie? David Bowie's coming up, I don't know when, but is it possible to get two tickets to David Bowie? And then that's it. After this, I'm done with tickets. After this, I don't give a fuck about tickets. I don't even want to hear about tickets after this. So anyway, just throwing this on so it's a reminder to both of us come Monday. And if not, then I could call Marilyn or something. I can't remember where it's at. But
should have started there.
Two tickets to David Bowie. All right, man. I got my money. I got my request out. No. Now I just need to get my out and take a. All right, man. I'll see.
I love the recap.
One more drunken message.
Yeah, the habit of doing that. Space Oddity, Change of Suffragette City, Ziggy Stardust, Gene Genie, Rebel Rebel, Young Americans, Fame with Lennon, Golden Years, Heroes, Ashes to Ashes. Oh, great song. Ashes to Ashes and Fashion. I always put those two together. Under Pressure with Queen.
I was going to say, it's not really, you know, a Bowie song, but Under Pressure is just so damn good.
It is. Let's Dance, China Girl, Modern Love, Blue Jean. Dancing in the Street is not one of his best
songs.
Oh, that's
the worst, yeah.
This Is Not America, and I'm Afraid of Americans, both good tracks. And Little Wonders. Little Wonders is on that record. And there's another song called Tuesday's Child from one of his last albums I really liked. And by he never tried to be popular, ever.
No.
He followed
you
his
missed out on
huge.
His biggest hit, though.
What?
Which was?
Oh, yes!
Oh, for Ricky Gervais.
Chubby little loser, national joke. No, not chubby little loser. No. Pathetic little fat man, no one's bloody laughing. The clown that no one laughs at, they all just wish he'd die.
You got
he's
it.
So depressed at being useless, the fat man takes his own life. No. He's so depressed at being hated, and he takes his own life.
Yeah, let's go with that.
I love that she chimes in.
Fatso takes his own life. He blows his bloated face off.
No.
He blows his stupid brains out.
But the twat I'd probably miss.
Yes, Linda, I like that.
Yeah, so do I. It's brilliant, Linda.
He sold his soul for a shard of fame. Catchphrase and wiggle, the jokes are lame.
Oh, Life on Mars.
He's got no style. He's got no grace. He's banal and
5 years, Starman.
He's a waste of space.
5 years. Teenage Daydream.
Everybody sing that last
Golden
line.
Years.
1, 2, 3.
He's banal and facile. He's a fat waste of space. See his
I like this song.
Space.
Thank you.
pop, pop, pop again. See his Pablo's face. Yeah. Pop, 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 pop again. See his Pablo's face.
Pop, pop,
pop, pop, pop. The little fat man has the
Pablo's sense of humor.
So you know how Ricky used to be in a band in the early 80s?
Yes.
They're like kind of a new wave band.
They had that video they put out on the last Office episode from the London version, his version of The Office, where they showed his old video.
Oh, really?
I don't think it was the real song.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
So Bowie was always like a hero to him, and he became really close friends with him, and he tells some of the best stories about being friends with David Bowie. If you ever hear like his old podcast or just interviews with Ricky. Wow.
It Bowie really seems funny. Like he was a really fun guy.
Yeah.
He was very private. You know, thinking about when Bowie came on, I didn't mean to spend this long on Bowie, but Trudy, remember when Bowie came along? It was like, wait a second, this guy says he's bisexual, first of all, which is like, what? Yeah. You just did not say that then. He's on an album cover in a dress.
Crazy makeup.
You know, it was like the worst marketing plan possibly ever.
I know.
But then the Ziggy Stardust character came through, and that tour just woke people up, and people were just blown away by it. I mean, he developed this cult, and then he blew it wide open with a few very poppy hits.
Yeah, and then he went to that, like, 40s look.
Yeah, he changed
Humphrey
his
Bogart
appearance
thing.
All the time. No, he was a really artsy-fartsy guy.
Really was.
He was an artist
was cool.
All the way. I mean, he's into mime and all kinds of things that would make you go, what?
But so Space Oddity.
Fuck yeah, Stardust.
That was his first hit.
Space Oddity came out Saturday in Washington, D.C., the new remix of it. Because
thanks for listening to the podcast.
Oh!
Ooh, sorry.
Did you listen to it, by the way?
Oh,
it hurts.
Ouch.
I got it yesterday, Trudy. It hurts.
Slap right in the face.
Stings.
All my Bowie enthusiasm is fizzle.
Did you hear the remix?
No, I didn't.
I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was
listen to it by myself.
What?
I'll listen to it by myself.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing really special, but I could hear some. It sounded like the drums were louder. Anyway,
here's one of Ricky's stories about Bowie.
I think someone told him afterwards, and they gave him a...
So he had just met him.
And I got an email out of the blue from him. He's like the FBI. He just got my email. I think he's like plugged in to the World Wide Web. And he just put, I watched, I laughed, what do I do now? And we became sort of pen pals. And I remember I sent him an email for his, I think, 57th or 58th birthday. And I put, happy birthday. And I put, 58? Isn't it time you got a proper job? Ricky Gervais, 42, comedian. He sent back, I have a proper job. David Bowie, rock god. Look at that,
isn't it? Isn't that great?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I'm looking at his most streamed songs.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Under Pressure.
Yeah.
Space Oddity. Less Dance. Rebel Rebel. Modern Love. Young Americans. Ziggy Stardust. Starman. That's a song I feel like doesn't get enough.
Well, it's Ziggy Stardust.
Huge because The Martian brought it back too.
Moon Age Daydream.
Cool.
Life on Mars. Changes. Fame. Heroes. Suffragette City. Golden Years. Lazarus was on the new on Black Star. The Man Who Sold the World.
Oh yeah.
Lady Stardust.
That was a great performance on SNL too.
Oh yeah.
It's weird.
He had the guy, the opera singer from New York too, that was a local phenomenon, who died of AIDS, by the way.
What?
Well, not AIDS actually, he crashed his car, but and then Lady Stardust, Magic Dance, and Gene Genie is number 20. I mean, they're all those songs. Everyone knows all those songs.
Yeah, and about 100 more. So
absolutely. So, where we put that Facebook post to rest.
Good job, man. Boy, he hated that last segment, that guy.
Yeah, he's stinging. Oh, is he still fast-forwarding? Okay, we didn't have any more phone numbers?
No, we did get a call back from the person that we left a message with.
Was it him?
No, it was someone who was very tired and
What?
Tired?
Why is he so tired?
I don't know.
Is he okay? Should we call him, make sure he's okay?
I'm not lying. He asked if we were Donald Trump
or something.
What?
He says, is this the Donald Trump? And I'm like, what are you
Let's call him back and play drops of Trump down the line to him.
It was really bizarre.
That reminds me.
I like that idea.
I was so annoyed in the last, I'd say, 24 hours just because everything that popped up, you know, trending or breaking news was just something where I went, Is this really happening? Is this real? Is this stupid?
Sounds like someone's having their monthly.
Does the story resemble what really happened?
Never.
You know, for example, is it a House rep or a state rep in Georgia who said she was told to go back
I don't remember which, but Georgia.
She was shopping at a grocery store in Georgia, and she said, some white man said, go back to your country or whatever. And when I saw the story, I went, oh, okay, so we're going to spend the next 10 days where Good Morning America's going to say, and in another case of someone telling a white person telling a black person, go back to America, we go to Tyler, Texas, where, you know, I was just picturing the whole thing. So then I was looking for a place to eat because Mesa was powerless, and so was Lily's, and I end up at Hopcats. And I'm just going through my phone. All of a sudden, I see, whoops, the man who was identified in the video, which did not have audio, said that I did not tell her to go back to anywhere. He said, I am an anti-never-Trump person. He said, here's my post about the four congresswomen, you know, that he was he didn't like what Trump said. He was angry about it.
Oh.
And he said she was using the express lane. And she had way too many items.
Oh, and he's like, go back to...
And no, he didn't say... I don't think he said get back to anything. He said that
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
It sounded to me like he made a remark like, why are you in the express line? There's other lines. You know, I'm in a hurry and you got too many items. And she pushed back as in, you know, I'm pregnant and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so he said, well, you're being a bitch.
Ooh.
And he said that was what he said. And so, anyway, the story, it just made me mad because, first of all, it's reported and it's like,
yeah,
he told her to go back to her. He's the worst person ever.
Get out of here.
And then it turns out, wait a second. No, he's on the same side of that argument with her. And in fact, she, because she's pregnant. And by the way, that kept getting mentioned in all of the tweets and all the mentions were a 9 months pregnant congresswoman. And a couple of females, when the rest of the story came, also he's not white, he's Cuban.
Oh.
That was the other thing he was angry about. Mm-hmm. There were a number of posts that were kind of pissed that she was using pregnancy like, you know, like it's a medical disorder. And
I agree.
Therefore, anyway. Well, so I mean, so that was just, I was like, what?
We're seeing people are jumping to conclusions?
Well, a little bit. I mean, the story was
reported.
They
got themselves pregnant, though.
I know.
Yeah.
I just.
Not
it's just,
they,
I'm so tired of people just going, racist!
I mean,
it's just people just throw that at people. And first of all, it sticks really hard. And here's a guy who is Cuban, not white, and did not tell her to go back to anywhere. And he has the posts to prove it in his mind. Now, I don't know, unless he's lying. She, by the way, backed down slightly. And said
slightly.
That she, well, I think she said she maybe may have misunderstood him or something. But, I mean, for her to, first of all, someone tells you, you know, somebody says, you get in a little squabble at a grocery store and someone says something rude to you. I realize go back to whatever is very topical, but is that something that should be trending, that should be the lead story, that we should all be talking about? And then the fact that, I mean, that alone is worth considering. But when you consider the fact that she told the story inaccurately and appeared to be trying to get clicks of her own by throwing the R word at someone, and it's like, what the fuck?
And everybody's way too happy to jump on a side right away.
Absolutely. No, people did. They were, I mean, people, oh my God, this is outrageous, and this is a stupid Trump. Look what he did to everybody.
It's your too many voices theory.
It is.
You know,
and here she is, an elected official.
Oh, is this her?
And calls you a son of an. I am facing the man that degraded me and berated me, and I'm not crying. No, I'm not. I'm standing right in front of you. And if you know how you made me feel yesterday, if you know how you made
back
my daughter feel.
Back off before I call the police.
Call the police right now because they are looking for you.
I already talked to them. I am so happy that you're here, and I'm happy that everybody needs to see
this man that did this to me. And he thinks that he gets a 5 minutes of fame. You think that you're going to come up when you see police, when you see SB 46, you think you're going to come up here and get a spotlight? No, you're not. The only spot that you're going to get is everybody needs to see the man that did this to a woman that's 9 months pregnant.
Are you a state legislator?
Nobody is here for you.
Are you a state legislator?
I would just like to say,
nobody is here for you.
Get it on.
Wait, is this guy really trying to get 5 minutes of fame?
No, he's trying. Now he's trying to defend himself.
He said, go back, you know, those types of words. I don't want to say, he said, go back to your country or go back to where he came from, but he was making those types of references is what I remember.
Oh, you are so straining to do some explaining, honey.
Mm. So here we get all these reports, all these, you know, and now, well, maybe not exactly, and the guy's Cuban, and he does have posts where he appears to be.
That guy's Cuban?
I kind of wondered
how are we supposed to know that guy was Cuban?
Well, I don't know why he would say he was Cuban.
Yeah, let's see.
I want to make sure.
Well, I don't know if he's Cuban. I don't know. No one vets anything. So how would I know? I don't know. I'm just going by what he said.
Or am I retracting with anything that I said?
He said, you lazy son of a bitch. You need to go back where you came from.
Look at this. Fake. Look at this.
Go back. You know, those types of words. I don't want to say he said, go back to your country or go back to where he came from. But he was making those types of references is what I remember.
What did he really say?
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Like I said in the thing before, that's when he said and made a reference to go back where you came from. I don't want to say he said go back to your country or go back to where he came from, but he was making those types of references.
What was this all over again?
He said, you lazy son of a bitch.
All right, we heard you the first eight times.
She was using Express Lane. And by the way, she has not argued about this part of the story. She was using Express Lane and she had more than, I think he said she had 20 items and she was supposed to have 10.
Come on, man.
I always count. Oh shit! I got 14.
I always feel like you should, but not if I have three times the amount. I would go to the other.
It's polite to follow by the suggested rule to have the amount of items in your cart.
But there are people who will go in the express line because there's no one in it, and you've got 30 items, or there's only one person in it, or
is
whatever.
Is that really worth getting in a fight over?
Well, she's the one who's blowing this up into this giant thing.
Either one of them, though, is it really worth it?
I don't think I would say anything, but you know, if someone said something to me and I had too many items, I would say, you know what, I'm sorry. You know, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Would you say anything?
No. What does she do? She says, I was struck by a racist in the express lane, and I'm 9 months pregnant, and bore me.
I get all that. I'm just baffled by the fact that anybody would get in an argument over something so pointless.
That's social media's biggest thing. It loves that kind of shit.
Look at Covington. Look at Smollett. Yeah.
Although those are different.
They are?
I don't think so.
I mean, if I see somebody with more items in their cart, I'm just going to go, okay, what a jerk. And then.
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, we can all agree that, okay, he's being persnickety about it. You know, he's being kind of a dick.
Yeah,
but look at what she's doing.
I know,
she's got us talking about this for 10 fucking minutes.
Maybe I wasn't clear. That was my point. I can't believe either one of them is blowing this simple situation.
We see one story, and then it's like, oh, it's not that story. And, oh, it's really not worth our time at all. It's a dispute over the express lane.
You know who's got a great piece on too many voices and similar things like this?
Who?
The new Aziz Ansari special.
Oh, yeah.
All the companies.
He just got done talking about R. Kelly and Mike.
You know, nowadays,
Mike Jackson.
You know, you have a big corporation. Even one employee does something, the whole company's under fire, right? You know, you saw this with this whole Pizza Hut thing, right? Guy orders a pepperoni pizza. He gets the pizza. The pepperonis are arranged to look like a swastika. But now some people online are saying it doesn't look like a swastika. They're saying it looks like a regular pizza. So the internet is split. I saw it. Kind of look like a regular pizza to me. I don't know. What do you guys think? Clap if you think it's a swastika. Clap if you think it looks like a swastika. Okay, a couple people in the back. Now clap if you think it just looks like a regular pizza. Okay. So, you sir right here, you think it looks like a regular pizza? Yeah? And what do you think? This guy's just lying to get attention or something like that? Yeah.
And
do you remember where you saw it? Because it was in New York Times and Washington Post, but Washington Post supposedly accidentally posted a digitally altered photo. Do you remember where he saw it?
He says Washington Post.
Okay. Well, you know what's interesting?
Digitally is, altered photo.
I just made all that up. None of that happened.
Exactly.
Isn't that great? Well, it gets better, too.
I'm not trying to embarrass you, dude, but you and everyone that clapped earlier, you're the fucking problem, okay? What are you doing? This is where we're at now? You think your opinion's so valuable you need to chime in on shit that doesn't even exist? I mean, I drew this every night. Every night, people clap. First the first crew claps. Yeah, it's a swastika. That's what the country is. Trump probably put those pepperonis on there himself. Then the other crew claps. No way. Country's way too sensitive. PC police. Snowflakes! And what these people don't realize is despite believing completely different things, they're actually the same person. Because they don't really care about learning and exploring and discussing. They just want to chime in with their little program reactions. They already know what they think about everything. And the rest of you, the ones that didn't clap, you're not off the hook. I saw your faces. No one was sitting there like, oh no, this poor guy, I hope that didn't happen. No, you were all sitting there with the same thought running through your head. How did I miss this Pizza Hut thing? I watch so much news, I'm watching CNN all goddamn day. I'm on my phone the rest of the time, I've had my shit locked up in this stupid pouch for an hour and I'm already behind.
Isn't that great? I thought he nailed it.
It was a pretty good special.
Well,
I was amazingly surprised at how funny I thought
that's
the special was.
That's what eats up half of our media time now, is these ridiculous stories. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in this case, I don't know. She's a lawmaker. She's an elected official. Why did she think this is going to benefit her in some way? I don't understand. What is she doing? She's bawling her eyes out. I didn't exactly say that.
Clicks.
You have to be way above that. You have to have, like, what's better for people instead of what's all about you. Like,
I would think, at a minimum, wouldn't you track the story down before you blow it up into, and tonight, a woman is told to go back to where she came from at a grocery store in Georgia. I mean, honestly, they're really big stories. But then 2 hours later, you know what? It really isn't a story.
Didn't happen.
It's really something that's happening in the express lane that happens every day in many express lanes over and over and over and will happen again. And
I mean, I could go on and on about this topic. I feel like all these stories, there's so much projection going on, too, in terms of what we think we know what that person was thinking. We think it's terrible. Yeah. Well, not only that, but there's a lot of feeling that one situation or one thing defines who a person is.
Well, that's ridiculous.
It happens all the time.
But it depends on the person as to whether or not we let it define them. If it's Martin Luther King on an FBI tape laughing at a rape and advising someone, then, not such a big deal. If it's the guy who yells at the lady at, what's the chicken? Chick-fil-A. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
He can never work again, ever! So if he had just laughed at a rape, he would have been okay. But because he yelled at someone at Chick-fil-A, about this, I don't even remember what it was about. He was a total asshole, I agree, for 3 minutes.
Because they worked at Chick-fil-A.
But he can never, ever work again. I think it's been 3.5 years. He cannot get a job because every time he does or gets close, people go, oh, my God, you're the Chick-fil-A guy. We can't hire you.
Nobody knows who he is. That's a little
silly
for those businesses.
They look him up. He had a very good job, though. He lost a very good job. He made a lot of money. And so
filmed himself yelling at people at Chick-fil-A.
He's yelling at the clerk. It's Chick-fil-A.
I know. As if she has the anti-gay
stance. It was positively stupid, but would you prefer if he filmed himself laughing at a rape? I mean, would that be okay?
No, but can we look at each situation on its own?
I don't understand why. Well,
I don't think he should never be able to work
again. If you mispronounce
again.
Martin Luther King's name, you can't work.
Well, that's stupid.
That's another thing.
Yeah, that's stupid.
He was a CFO.
Yeah, he was he had a great job, and he did something really stupid.
Stamps.
Oh, man.
Like this story, I feel like there's a lot more to this story that we don't know, too.
Which one?
This Chick-fil-A thing where this guy's filmed, like, picking on these employees.
I'm pretty excited about my free water. I also see, like, a group of 30 college-age students
I just find it hard to believe he can't get a job ever again because of this.
Oh, I don't think he can get the kind of job he used to have. I don't know. You know, he's an asshole in these 3 minutes, but I would just think that he could get a job.
Here I go.
Well, that's what I mean. There's got to be more to the story.
2020, hey, I think it was 2020, the long story.
Is this my free water?
It was about, well, actually, the story was about, you know, people that water, get right? caught up in shit like this.
Because Chick-fil-A is a hateful corporation.
Oh, wow. That one's out.
I know, but
your job, you dick.
I know, but you guys, but the corporation gives money to hate.
I could show you people yelling at people at the airport counter every day who have no business yelling at the people at the counter. They're just fucking losing their minds. This guy is a little, he's kind of a wackadoodle.
I believe that too. I don't believe corporations.
There are better examples of this.
Money to hateful groups. Totally understand. But, I'll take my water.
Always.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm she glad that I can take a little bit of money from Chick-fil-A and maybe less money to hate groups.
Well,
have a great day.
We're always happy to serve every
I don't know how you live with yourself and work here. I don't understand it. This is a horrible corporation with horrible values.
We're here to
you deserve
you
better.
Any way that you, need.
You deserve better. Rachel deserves better. Okay?
Well,
she does deserve
really
better.
She's
been working at Chick-fil-A.
Really
she's pretty classy, actually.
So much.
Yeah.
Okay.
She probably got his CFO job.
Yeah.
The other one today, well, there's so many of them. I mean, we could spend the whole show on these every day, and sometimes I think we do, and I'm like, is this really what broadcasting's become for me? I mean, is there something I'm doing wrong? Should I just start skipping? Like, because
watching TMZ.
But you know what? The same stories are everywhere.
I know.
The one that and Brandon pointed out to me, and I would have seen it anyway because it was everywhere today, was this female comedian.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Makes a joke about XXXXTentacion's death.
A very but good joke.
It was a good joke, and it really wasn't making fun of him for dying. But you know, play the joke.
Is anyone still mourning?
Oh, pause first. He's a rapper who was murdered. Mm. He had a lot of cash on him, and two guys murdered him, and I think they were trying to steal his money, or they knew he had cash for some reason. He is a despicable person, though. And in fact, who was running down all of his misdeeds? I mean, it's an incredible. This guy was beating the shit out of his pregnant wife. He had her choose what to rape her with—a barbecue fork or a
What was the other thing? I can't remember what exactly the two options were. But there's several pictures online of her with just huge black eyes, both of them. She's beaten.
Great guy.
Several times, multiple times.
This is while she was pregnant.
Yeah.
But he was jailed previously for, was it another girl he beat up before that? Or was it the same girl?
You know, I sent you the Barstool story because I was actually kind of
surprised.
That
thing went on. His criminal history is so long, I couldn't even finish it. He was only 20 years old. But, you know, of course, he's so important that how dare this woman make this joke?
Is anyone still mourning XXXTentacion? He's a rapper who was murdered. He's dead now. He was shot. He was on his way to buy a car with $50,000 in cash, and somebody shot him and took the money, which is very tragic. But I think also it would be a very good Venmo commercial. Yeah.
Hey, what? Is the crowd in trouble too?
That's the first thing I thought when I heard that. Like, I don't have Venmo. I should get Venmo.
That's pretty much it.
So Comedy Central edited the joke out. She apologized, and she's off social media now because she was getting hammered so hard for making a joke or making fun of XXXTentacion's death.
She said it was tragic. Yeah, I mean, it's a well-structured joke. It's a great joke.
Very good joke.
Yeah.
And you know who called her out? A comedian.
A comedian?
I don't know his name. I've never heard of him. They showed him on
why
TV.
He did it.
Can you see who it is, Brandon?
I'll look.
He's a black guy. I guess he's a fan of XXXTentacion.
Sorry.
And
he's dead.
Someone else. Now, what's interesting is when you watch these things covered, you'll see that frequently the hosts will make some, you know, introduction. Then they'll have someone on to talk about it, someone who usually is very not objective at all. And in this case, the person said, this is a father and a son, who just lost his life. And it's like, a father? This is the guy that raped his pregnant wife and beat the shit out of her. A father Really? I mean, he's this person who should be revered? Are you kidding me?
I'm taking the exception to just lost his life. When are we allowed to do triple X testosterone jokes?
The joke was about Venmo. That was the punchline, was he should have had, you know, it looks like a Venmo commercial.
I think the joke's about him carrying $50,000 in cash.
Which was stupid.
Which helped lead to his death.
But the fact is, this is not a terribly sympathetic person.
No.
So, but he is. And again, it's fans are fanatical, more fanatical than ever. So if you love XXXTentacion, of course, this woman must be excoriated for making this joke, which was a pretty clever joke about a pretty...
Dead at the age of who the fuck cares.
A pretty horrible human being. But if you like someone and they're a horrible, horrible human being, it doesn't matter. You attack anyone. Stop. Who does anything you don't like about them.
How soft are you when a comedian makes a joke about someone you don't know who's dead?
Is that the comedian,
Can you make
Brandon?
Michael Jackson
jokes?
Oh,
there she look at her face.
Oh. No, I know. Who cares anyway?
Who's the comedian, Brandon?
I didn't see a comedian. I saw, I think it was a rapper, Ski Mask.
Oh, yeah. Sir Ski Mask.
I don't know who he is.
I don't know, but somebody with the name of Sir Ski Mask sounds like they're up to something.
I'm not sure that was the guy that was the... It was a comedian...
At least he's knighted.
...who complained, and a lot of comedians are very angry that she's being attacked by a comedian. People who aren't comedians, I think, are kind of mixed on it. But
well, that's good. That's good that everybody's upset about this.
I know. I mean, honestly... But it really goes back to, as so many of these things do, this fanaticism about these beloved people who are not... I don't see them as being so above all of this somehow. XXXX, he's so special. Oh, my God. How can I forget you?
If all this energy was just targeted at one thing, just one problem that we need to solve. One thing.
And, you know, when I saw the Tom Brady story, should have breaking news. I think we should have breaking news. And I'll tell you how the story was among the lead stories this morning on both major morning shows. But I need the breaking news because, honestly, this was breaking news today.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
The breaking news is that Tom Brady is a bad dad.
What if he's not? I saw him kiss his son.
And The Rock is even anxious about it.
Oh, no.
They mentioned The Rock. This is at the front of Good Morning America. Not when the story came up, but I mean when they're teasing the giant stories of the day. Because, I'm sure, have you seen this, Trudy?
I'm torn. I don't know whose side to take. I
did.
Like both
and
of them.
It didn't look like much of a jump. It wasn't that far.
It was probably...
Zeus jumped off when he was... How old is the girl?
She was 11 or...
I don't know.
8, 10?
Six. He was six, and he cliff jumped.
He's holding her hand.
I'm a bad mom.
She was scared, and so he just pulled her, and they landed safely. No one was hurt.
She's 6 years old, but she wanted to jump off. This isn't a cliff either.
By the way, I would not say this isn't the cliff.
No, it's not a cliff.
Not even.
This isn't a cliff. This isn't jumping. I mean, she didn't jump
Oh, no, I said cliff. There's a clip of it.
No, but I was...
Oh, cliff, yeah. I don't think it was very smart, but... Do we really need to have – should this really be one of the lead stories of the day that Tom Brady's a bad dad and that The Rock was anxious?
Well, it should be. If the corporation, the broadcasting corporation, wants people to watch and be outraged, it should
it's
be.
It's video.
Yes.
Yeah, right. It's a video of a very famous athlete, of course. I mean, it's not about news, Drew. We've talked about this a million
times.
Don't
be old-fashioned.
Well, no, but
how about the fact?
when a House rep says they were told to go back to their country, that is news. I mean, they made that news. That was news.
Well, once again, video of her bawling her eyes out.
That was unvetted news is what it was.
This Tom Brady story really shows me one thing, how clueless he is to post something on social media that's going to be taken the wrong
way. Yeah, I don't know why he posted this. He posted himself jumping a couple years ago, and people got all bent out of shape.
See, By the way, wants to go.
It wasn't that far.
Well, she's six. I mean, it was a dumb thing to do,
look
but
that robot.
So what? He's okay. She's okay.
Isn't he going to rust? He's a robot.
Cut it out. I like your attacks on handsome men.
Oh, come on. I never attack Tommy. She was jumping.
What? Now, what is the hysteria about this?
Because he endangered her life. She could have died.
But she didn't.
But they're, like, jumping into an obvious spot in the water where there's no...
Some people feel she didn't want to jump.
Oh, my God.
Is he going to be suspended?
And The Rock was anxious. The Rock posted.
I don't believe that for a second.
How soft.
Did he say he really did post that?
He was anxious.
He said something about the fact that I'm glad you're okay, but watching this made me anxious.
I was anxious watching him on that skyscraper in the movie Skyscraper.
Me too.
So stupid.
Very anxious.
Come on, Rock.
I don't think The Rock thought he was going to be in a news story when he posted it.
It doesn't matter.
I'm kind of surprised he posted anything.
What a dope.
You know, I wondered too, and I don't want to, you know, push this whole theory too far because I know that it's not a theory, it's true. I wondered if a lot of people who hate Tom Brady just decided they would make a thing about this.
That's what I was saying, yeah, because he's Mark's a very behind famous it. Athlete. What? No, I got his back.
Sure. I mean,
on the field.
Is it plausible that a lot of people just go, oh, that fucking Tom Brady, look, he's a bad dad. I think and would make a bigger stink about it and go viral.
Yes. Patriots.
How dumb is that? How dumb is that?
That is, yeah, pretty dumb to chew up this much time with it.
No, it's like everything else. This girl makes a innocuous joke. A crowd laughs at it in the comedy club, and it's got to be pulled from Comedy Central, and she must remove all her social media.
Never work again. Meanwhile, I'm being grass-shamed.
What?
My neighbors and my sprinkler guy just texted me, and he goes, I was at your neighbor's house, and I saw this... this quack grass, what's up with that?
Does grass make you horny?
Did you write back? None of your fucking business.
Well, he's got a vested interest because he sets up the sprinklers that water this.
Well, then blame him. It's his fault.
Sounds like your yard's turning against
my
you.
My yard, now it's gone all the way to the yard.
And then tell him this.
And a neighbor.
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
A neighbor stopped by the other day, and I'm working out front, and she goes, is this quack grass spreading all over? And I was wondering if subliminally she's trying to tell me to do something. I'm infecting the neighborhood.
What can you do but get sod? I mean, there's not much. Once it starts spreading, it's pretty much over, isn't
it?
Really?
I noticed you have some in your front yard.
I've got tons of it.
When it's mowed, it looks great. It looks fine.
It's absolutely passable, in my opinion. I was thinking about the front garden area, though. Looks disturbingly bad.
Yeah, I'll bring some stuff over.
Someone planted something last year. I don't even know who did it.
Oh, they were probably planted a long time ago.
And they looked really good for like 2 weeks. Oh, you even said, oh, your flowers look pretty. It's like, yeah, flowers? I have flowers.
You didn't cut them down.
Chlorophyll?
I know.
More like borophyll.
I need something no maintenance. Not low maintenance. No maintenance.
Fake flowers. But
Antonio's coming by.
Is he?
Yeah. It's something, I hope.
That's great.
Something. Oh, that's great.
I know. I'm excited.
Send Antonio to my house.
Oh, he's awesome. You'll love
him. He's available.
Okay.
There's great concrete.
Cool.
So today...
Breaking news. Mort Krim.
Terry? Remember Terry?
Yeah.
Everybody?
Terry the tree cutter?
What do you refer, Terry?
Oh, Terry.
Yeah. Terry the tree cutter. The tree dog.
Hey, can Dan Evans find Terry the tree cutter?
Oh, Lord.
That'd be worth finding.
No, but back it up, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry. Has gotten his wheelchair.
Oh,
brand new wheelchair.
Now why isn't that front page news somewhere?
Trudy, the story gets even better. Brandon, chair. you want to take over the story from here?
All right, so he did have both of those GoFundMes. They totaled $38,560. That's a ton of coin.
Yeah.
Wow. The chair was donated.
What?
So he gets to keep the 38 Gs.
What you doing, Terry?
And he's got a bon-ass new chair that can fit him down the hallway so Grandma doesn't have to carry him.
Bag up, Terry.
Who donated the chair?
The chair.
Let me look it up real quick, because they did say that the company donated it.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Did they hear it on our podcast?
I would say, well, then why did they get the 38 grand? But for those people, I'm happy they got a break.
Do you think El Draco's going to take any of that money and... maybe buy a shitload of fireworks.
I hope he does.
Oh, man, we got to give him that idea.
Okay, it says that Quantum Rehab and Team Adaptive worked together to get this chair.
Huh.
So,
that's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that needs to be news.
Yeah.
People helping people.
I mean, they did get a plug, but...
Sure.
Says, well, thank you.
I don't know if that's why Team Rehab...
Should we call up El Draco?
It says right here, Terry's mother says, thank you to all the fans for the donations. And thanks to Snoop Dogg, Ricky Smiley, and all of Terry's fans.
What about the Drew Mike show?
Yeah, really?
Oh, now we should call her.
Seems like donations went up when he was on our show.
We need to demand credit on the GoFundMe.
Now we need to call El Draco. I want a forensic accountant to find out how many Michigan people donated.
Yeah.
Did you ever read the story about the forensic accountant in Troy?
Yes, I did.
It's a wild story.
I mean, doesn't it just prove how many forensic accountants we do need?
Yeah.
I mean, well, at least how many times do I have to point it out?
At least this guy's free now. He finished his audit of Troy, where the city manager was spending a lot of the city's money on things that weren't for the city.
Yeah, dinners.
Yeah, on the weekends.
At the Rock and all these fancy schmancy places. I mean, he's a $72,000 a year mayor, right?
He's city manager, but yeah.
Oh, city manager.
City
yeah.
council.
And Troy also, who was the guy that got in the fight with his girlfriend?
Oh, wait, that was Oh, he lived in Clawson. I know who you're talking about.
No, it was in Clawson, I think, when he hit her.
Troy!
But he worked for Troy, I thought.
He did, yeah, you're right.
So,
is it the same guy?
I think there was something going on with him. Okay, the city manager, not only is he charging all this stuff all over the place, none of it's real expensive, but, you know, $200 dinners. Big fat tips, too. Oh.
Yeah, he loved tipping 25%, so they'd give him free drinks.
On the taxpayer dime.
What a dick.
He's a 72 grand a year guy, blowing all this money out his ass on all these fancy dinners. Hey, hey, Trudy, I'd like to take a dinner to the Rock. On the city of Troy. I mean, how awesome, how lame is that? And then also, he had a car allowance for $425 a month. He submitted these ridiculous mileage things like, how'd you drive 3,000 miles in a month doing City of Troy business? What the hell?
Troy.
Well, you know, then the City of Troy buys him a car, but they hide it. Nobody knew. Yep. So the City of Troy's paying for a car for him, paying him a $425 car allowance, and he's charging ridiculous numbers of miles against the City of Troy.
God.
And so the finance manager's in trouble for letting this happen, and his defense was like, well, you know, he'd come with me for like $100 here, $200 there. To get it approved, and the guy would just approve it.
But he thought he'd probably lose his job. I think the theory is that, well, he'd lose his job if he says anything. So he did. He says that he said something like, I don't know if it's really appropriate. And he goes, it's just $100, whatever. And so the guy just continued being the financial manager or whatever. And then the forensic accountant came in to the rescue.
That finance manager got a pretty nice deal, though. He got his salary plus money for unused vacation days and unused compensatory
time. Yeah, I noticed
he
wants to be paid for the rest of the year. 31 grand in time, vacation days, compensatory days or something.
Yep.
Which reminds me, did you see that the college students in the state of Oregon are getting mental health days?
Oh, I could see that, yeah.
Well, what?
Well, they don't, they don't have to pretend being sick anymore. Like, my tummy hurts, I can just say, I need a mental health day.
Why can't you just say that?
Well, wait a second.
Seriously.
It seems to me that if their parents who are paying for it can't take a mental health day, are we really worried about that many students needing mental health days? Is this really an issue?
I disagree with that because I know plenty of people that are like, I'm not going to go to work tomorrow. What? What do you mean you're not going to go to work? I'm going to be out late. It's like, okay, but you know, they have time off. They
but
can
many people
they want.
Don't do it.
No, I know. But most people get time off.
Well, I've known people who've said, I'm taking a mental health day tomorrow. I've heard that actual expression. I mean, that was Connie used to say that all the time. That was decades ago.
That's pretty wee.
Oh, Kristen's used that term?
I might have heard it in my house before.
Well, I need a mental health day.
I do too. Totally.
I don't think I've heard it out of a dude's mouth yet.
You've got to give us mental health days.
I need a mental health day. Riot, baby.
Do we have El Draco's number?
Yeah, we do. We can give him a shout right now.
On the Hall Financial hotline. 248-308-5000 to reach Hall Financial as we once again try to flex the Hall Financial hotline in the deals in the D.com studios. Well, Draco's the guy that says, back up, Terry. He's got that great laugh.
Yep.
Is this El Draco?
Yes, sir.
El Draco, it's the Drew and Mike show.
How's it going?
How are you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great.
We heard you reached the goal of $38,000.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations. That's great.
Yeah, we did. We did. He got a new wheelchair and he got a van with it also.
What?
Oh, is that what they? Because we heard that the chair was donated, so you guys were going to find another use for the $38,000. Was that it? The van?
They gave him a van. The company gave him a van for free.
Wait. Wow. So there's still $38,000 in the bank to use?
No, that most of it went to the chair. if I'm not mistaken. I didn't get a chance to make it to see it and everything personally because I had to work, so
you don't,
I didn't get a chance to make it.
The way the GoFundMe was written up, it sounded like they just did the right thing and got him a chair and a van, apparently, but that money's still sitting in the GoFundMe, which, you know, I think would buy a good amount of fireworks.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's my understanding, though. Now, it might be what y'all are saying. It might went to the van, too. But, you know, I've been so busy, I haven't been able to keep up what was going on.
So, yeah, you apparently you weren't involved in they released a statement. They didn't mention any of those great shows in Michigan that talked at the GoFundMe.
Yeah, you got to talk to your aunt.
We didn't get any credit, El Draco. The story, who did we credit, Mark?
Credited Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg?
And Terry fans. I mean, I guess we're lumped into Terry fans, but, you know.
I don't know why y'all didn't get there. Y'all show deserve a shout-out.
Okay.
Y'all deserve it.
We heard. Some people are saying there were a lot of donations from Michigan.
Yeah, it was. I think after the show, it was like tons of them came in from Michigan.
Wow, tons.
Well, you got to talk to your aunt and have her update that GoFundMe.
Oh, you don't want to be like this.
Yeah, but tell her we didn't say anything.
El Draco.
It would be nice if our audience got their due.
Yeah.
I'll make sure next interview I do here, I will mention y'all and mention all the fans in Michigan.
And I'm going to send you a bumper sticker, and you're putting it on that new van.
Yes, I sure am. Yeah, he got put in reverse here on the back of the wheel.
Oh,
that's cool. Did you trademark that yet, by the way? I mean, that is your line.
Yes, sir. We did, yeah.
It's
somebody
yours.
Reached out to us. Yes, they did.
Did you, what else? I mean, what else could be trademarked? Did you trademark this?
Oh, Lord!
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yes, that's trademarked too.
Really? What about?
Bag up, Terry.
Yeah.
all of this is trademark now.
What
the fuck
are you doing, Terry?
El Draco, you said your next interview. Are you doing a lot of interviews for this?
Yes, I am. I think the next one is the radio station that's here in Memphis. So that'll be the next one. And I think they're trying to get us to Atlanta to be on a radio station.
Oh, is it Tavis Smiley's show?
I don't know about Tavis. Maybe Ricky Smiley.
Oh, Ricky. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Ricky Smiley.
He got full credit on the GoFundMe page. That's all I'm
saying.
What? Huh?
Wait, you haven't talked to
Ricky Smiley? Did
he got credit? And El Draco hasn't even talked to Ricky Smiley yet.
No, I haven't talked to him yet. I don't like it. I think we need to do something about that.
Yeah.
We need to tell Ricky he need to put it in reverse and he need to talk to him.
All right. Well,
put it in reverse, Terry.
Let Terry know. We're very happy. Yeah.
Yeah. Happy for Terry and all you guys because I know you all help him out. So anyway, just wanted to congratulate you guys on reaching the goal and all the great things that are happening.
All right. Thank y'all so much. We sure appreciate y'all. And Detroit, Michigan. We appreciate y'all.
Hey, so glad to hear that. Have a great day, El Draco.
All right. Y'all do too.
Okay. We'll see you.
Thanks.
All right.
In his Aerosmith van.
Yeah, Ricky Smiley a little late to the party.
Man, we got to get him some bumper stickers just plaster all over that van. Should have him drive the van up for Dream Cruise.
I found Terry's Twitter.
Really?
He needs more followers, man.
Are you following
him? Followers is, yeah.
71.
Why don't you follow him?
You'd figure a guy like Terry would have thousands. It's at @da_delce_king.
Well, that's not hard.
Oh, man.
Well, remember, El Draco said he's on the computer all the time, looking up porn sometimes. That's what he said.
Well, you know,
Pornhub.
Wow.
$38,000. That's great. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, no, that's good.
I mean, it sounded like it was a really difficult situation. I mean, glad somebody stepped up, too, because it seems like so often people don't.
Yep.
You think, God, you think somebody would see an opportunity there? It's nothing else.
That's great. Some good news.
Okay, so I got to ask you guys something. Have you heard?
You got your answers.
This is a really strange story. Have you heard about Kristen Gillibrand's? Is her name Kristen Gillibrand?
Yeah, the senator from New York,
the Democrat.
Yeah, she was just in town. Believe it or not.
Have you heard a story about her dad?
No, but I'm all ears now.
He apparently lobbied for on behalf of NXIVM.
What?
Yes. What? Yes. Yeah.
You're cooked.
And I, you know, this is one of these weird things. I don't know if I should go on Facebook.
That's
more.
My dad.
I don't know if I should go on Facebook more often or less because I see stuff on there like the Bowie. You know, oh, does everybody else hate David Bowie? And so you know, I'm like, how dare you? And I'm next thing I'm commenting.
You're
I'm
fired
like,
up.
What am I doing? We're talking about on this on the show.
10 hours later, you're still on the toilet.
So there's the funny thing because I never used to really go through posts that often. In the last couple of years, I've been going through more posts. When I do, I'll just spend 2 hours in there, and then I won't do anything for a month. I might pop in there again if somebody catches my eye. So anyway, there's someone from my past who, you know, found the show, I believe, through the – not found the show, but just sort of – I think they found the Facebook through the Neil Rubin article.
Oh, cool.
So I'm like, you know, yep, yeah, like, you know, we're connected now. So there are a number of other people from my high school and from just the Chicago area who are now also, you know, connected through that article.
Cool. I don't know who you are. We're friends on Facebook.
It just, yeah, we're all friends on Mort. Facebook. It all sort of got around. So anyway, I'm finding that there's, of course, naturally, there's a few people who like to post anything political, And most of them are very anti-Trump. And it's sort of like following Peter Frampton on Twitter. That I'm like, God, do I need to see every one of these posts? And then there's one guy who is very pro-Trump. And he posted this thing about, did anybody know Kristen Gillibrand's father was a, I forgot if he said he was a member of NXIVM.
He was a consultant for 4 months. He was paid $100,000 in those 4 months to consult.
By NXIVM.
By Kiefernier personally.
I don't think he was he a member though. I don't think he was.
I don't think so. In fact,
he's accused of being a member.
He profited from NXIVM, and he was lobbying on their behalf.
They paid him. So
and and the thing is, Kristen Gillibrand is, and I don't know why someone would run on this, but one of her platforms is no tolerance. Me too.
Oh. Okay.
Which bit her in the ass because apparently I think there's somebody in the campaign who harassed someone high up in the campaign, and they didn't do much about it. And then I guess they did do something about it, but the person still works on the campaign. So anyway, when I saw this story, this person's gripe, which, you know, it's funny when you see gripes from the left or the right, they're usually the same gripe. And this gripe was, first of all, that Kristen Gillibrand's father worked for NXIVM, and there was all this data about him, and then also that the mainstream media isn't reporting this. I sort of agreed with him. I mean, honestly, I'm not.
But
running
in fairness, along. Is the mainstream media reporting anything about Kristen Gillibrand?
I don't.
So
inconsequential. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, she's in the debates. I would think. I mean, let's say. Bad example, but what if Trump's kids was lobbying for NXIVM, although he is
the president. He's the president. I know what you mean.
It's
but.
One of those clicky stories that you would think would be reported, and it's not. So I looked it up, and you find, and this is what I hate about this. The first thing I'm hit with is, okay, first of all, it's hard to find a lot on it, and then when you find something, it's all from conservative sites.
Oh, right.
And I'm thinking,
is this one of those?
Is this not real? And then finally I found it somewhere that I consider. Where'd you find it, Brandon, that you felt?
Syracuse.com.
Okay, that's one of the
basically
places.
Basically, their MLive. It's their MLive.
Right, but isn't it? Did you find it weird, Brandon, that it's not being reported more?
You know, this is the first time I've ever heard about it. But
I mean, NXIVM is a big clicky buzzword.
I understand, but I'm thinking what Mark is saying. She is kind of irrelevant when it comes to this election. Sure, she's a candidate. Do we really think that she's a front runner? No,
I don't. No, so, but I don't think Kamala Harris is either.
But you know, if this was Hunter Biden, you know, we'd definitely be hearing about it. And the other chicks he's nailing.
That's a good point. Look at all the stuff we need.
Honestly,
Hunter Biden.
The Hunter Biden story, though, it seems like it's. I don't know if that's not really.
It's somewhat
a huge deal.
It's on the morning shows.
Somewhat fizzled, but for a few days there, it was a big story.
Now, based on about 2 minutes of research here, it was a thing last year in the New York Senate race. Her opponent brought it up.
Oh, so her opponent,
times.
Yeah. But it's interesting that her opponent brings it up, but it's yeah, and she's kind of a nobody. So probably a bigger story yesterday was the Bernie Sanders minimum wage.
That's a big deal.
Which I did think was
amusing.
I thought that was a really good story.
Yeah.
Period. Uh-huh. Because he is, you know, absolutely insisting on $15 minimum wage, and he's not paying his campaign workers $15.
Crazy Bernie.
Maybe he thinks they don't work as hard as those other people who he wants to make $15.
Fast food workers, campaign workers, they're working 60 hours a week. And actually, it sounded like there was a lot of belly aching about it in his campaign.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's just amazing how often these people don't stand for what they stand. They say they stand for, or you know, it's sort of like when Bush was president, and you know, people are screaming from the Superdome, and oh, we didn't know. You know, it's on CNN for 2 days. These people who you know can't get food, drink, and that was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen in my life was people screaming on a national network that they have no food and no water and no nothing, and people are dying. And literally 36 hours later, you know, the presidential press conference. Oh well, we're not aware of anything going on at the Superdome.
And Brad, you're doing a heck of a job.
No one's
George
watching.
Bush doesn't care about black people.
No one is watching this story.
Hey, he rolled up his sleeves.
Well, they got to it eventually.
It took a while. It took a while to roll up.
It was a messy thing. But anyway, it was strange. And then Al Franken apparently is regretting resigning.
I know.
He
went too soon.
He did. I'm surprised.
Hashtag too soon.
Why he did just, not put up a fight.
No, why not just deny it all and say, no, thank you. I'm not apologizing.
Well, that's
and
one strategy.
Still be there.
You're a comedian. He's really bad at reading the room.
That's everybody's strategy because the story just keeps moving on.
The problem with Al Franken is that being who he professes to be, to have seven women say that, I mean, it was, you know, it was piling up.
You're saying a politician's being hypocritical?
Maybe.
They all are.
Yeah, I guess he probably could have been forgiven.
What was the big difference between Al Franken's taking pictures with his hand on the back, maybe a little bit lower, and Joe Biden?
Well, the girls were saying he was squeezing their ass.
Oh, okay.
Like and David Copperfield?
I just thought that the hand was too low.
No, not according to the girls.
I see.
He said he didn't do it.
Hey, serious issue shallow thought about the Puerto Rico governor? He wears guyliner.
Ooh.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, it looks like. Or maybe he's just not getting any sleep because those people are yelling at him all the time. Yeah.
I was trying to figure out who he looks like.
I don't know, but he loves his beard.
He looks like an actor or something. Some villain I've seen in a TV show.
We are also praying for the people of Puerto Rico. We love Puerto Rico.
Oh, my God.
Puerto Rico.
We love you.
And we also love Puerto Rico.
I could swear, though, that he is wearing makeup in there because it makes his eyes pop, and he wants to look more attractive.
Well, it's all about making your eyes pop.
It totally is.
You know, I was, I was so beyond disappointed today because I was watching a little story about a Tom Cruise lookalike who drove through downtown Los Angeles in a Ferrari.
San Diego for the big Comic-Con.
That's right. It was Comic-Con.
Yeah, people were going
And again, here we go again. I saw this last night.
Yes.
Tom Cruise shows up at Comic-Con, blah, 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 blah. And of course, I'm walking around or sleeping for the next 12 hours.
He's in the building!
Thinking, wow, Tom Cruise really promoting this thing, and I'm thinking, what? Won't Top Gun promote it? I mean, I'm surprised that he would be so over. Well, it turns out it was not Tom Cruise. It was a Tom Cruise lookalike in a Ferrari, and people are just, I mean, the phone's recording. He's recording them back, which is like, Tom Cruise would not be recording.
No, I know, that's my favorite part.
Ridiculous.
Why would he be
and
filming?
He's, you know, he's talking to people from the car, and you know, it's stopping traffic, and it is a Ferrari. So I was absolutely sure it was not Tom Cruise, who we talked to.
Yeah, the
But
not
it's
Tom
not
Cruise.
Not Tom Cruise.
Toilet race.
No, I called not Tom Cruise today, and he said, I got to tell you, that's not Tom Cruise. I said, what do you mean? He goes, that's another guy. He's down in San Diego. He does a good job. And I said, wait a second. Are you telling me that that really wasn't Tom Cruise? But I think he was really bummed that there was another guy being Tom Cruise, but we have one here.
Well, he would really
Every city have their own
one.
Tom Cruise guy?
Yes. Not Tom Cruise.
Toilet race.
He should have just said it was him. Him. He, you know.
I know. We wouldn't have
known. Can you show the video? The video is really funny. I mean, these people are so excited.
Hey, why is Tom Cruise promoting a movie that's not on until next year?
He's not. It's not Tom Cruise. It's another.
But it was. They did promote it, and they dropped the. Well,
they put the trailer out.
The trailer.
Hey, Tom, how you doing, Tom?
Wasn't the.
Pause it for a sec.
They're playing the Top Gun theme in the car.
Yeah, aren't they playing Danger Zone?
Which, yes.
Although I could see Tom Cruise maybe playing that in his car.
I don't know.
How you doing, Tom?
They think it's really Tom Cruise.
Oh my God!
It made that girl's day.
Hey Tom! Tom, Brazil, Brazil. Are you gonna? Are you happy with this sequel? How's it turned out so far?
Oh, he's laughing like him too.
Really Tom Cruise.
What
That's
in the hell are you talking about?
I can't believe that guy sounds as much like Tom Cruise as are not Tom.
No,
Cruise.
Uh-uh.
That guy was amazing. He said some really funny posts, by the way. I follow him on Twitter. So a few other
Dweller
things. Eddie Murray signed a $70 million deal with Netflix.
He did?
Murray?
He's a switch hitter from Baltimore?
About to. Yeah, the guy that likes to be the last man on a penis before it's
taken Eddie Murphy?
Off.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. Yeah, not Eddie
Murphy.
You're
talking about Eddie Murray, the first baseman.
That's really funny. When I wrote down Eddie Murphy this morning, I was thinking, wait, did I just write down the name of the guy that kicks for the Lions, the DH for the Orioles, or the comedian who likes to be the last person to touch a penis before it's removed from a trans person having surgery?
How much of a deal did he sign?
$70 million, supposedly.
You know what
Netflix.
This means? If he phones it in like Sandler did, we're going to have lots of Respucia and Nutty Professors, the movies that everyone claims are no good, but they're really funny.
There is
like Norbit.
There is a new movie I think that he was working on, and some people are speculating that might be part of the Netflix deal along with, you know, maybe $50 million for the stand-up. But he's going to do stand-up on Netflix. He hasn't done stand-up forever.
Well, that's kind of really exciting.
I was kind of excited, too, although I wondered, you know, will it live up to that? Because that's a problem for him now. Can it possibly live up to Raw and the stuff he did? Can it even be in the ballpark? Because Eddie, you know, on the one hand, while I haven't seen him do stand-up in a long, 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 long time, he's on Coffee and Cars with Seinfeld, by the way.
Yeah.
I got to watch that.
And Coming to America 2 is coming out.
Oh, that's right.
But if he has a Netflix, I'm scared. And the reason being is Adam Sandler's 9-picture deal with Netflix. Every one of those have been stinkers. Mm. And I don't know.
But those were movies and like little situation comedies or little his own, weren't they?
I just watched
The Thing
Murder
About Him
Mystery.
In the West. Oh, and
which one did you watch?
I just watched Murder Mystery with
Jennifer
Rachel.
Aniston.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston. It was awful. My buddy's like, oh, it's a great movie.
I knew
watched
that.
It, and it sucked.
I knew it was going to suck. I read about it, and I was like, that will suck.
Yeah.
What's interesting is Eddie's going to have to, he's going to have to go do stand-up somewhere before that.
No, he said, I'm going to have to get my legs back by doing clubs.
Wonder where
he's going to have to play clubs.
I think he can do it.
Oh, he will. He's going to do it. He says he's going to do it. Now,
I was worried that Dave Chappelle is going to have, like, when he decides to go out in a new round of touring, I'm like, oh, God, what if it's not as funny as it was? And it's always funnier than the last time.
Well, but he's always flexing those muscles, though.
Well, he didn't for how many years?
It was a while.
When he vanished.
But he did certain stand-up things here or there. I mean, Eddie, when was the last time he did any stand-up?
I think it's the 80s.
Yikes.
I mean, he became a giant star, movie star. And, you know, to his credit, he has done a few things like The Nutty Professor. I thought that was just brilliant.
Yeah,
I thought that was
Norbit.
Fantastic.
Shrek?
I love Norbit.
Dream Girls?
I was really...
said no one.
I was really hoping during that SNL thing where they brought everybody back, and they gave him a couple minutes on his own. I thought he was going to do some kind of material.
It was a disappointment.
Instead,
awkward.
He came out and said, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Let's try that again. Thanks, guys. That's all he said.
I know. That was really weird.
He's mad at David Spade.
I know. He's still mad at SNL after all that time. What the hell is that?
Mad at David Spade.
I know. That's pretty funny.
Hey, see this story that's on the news right now, this murder mystery?
Yep.
Did you see what happened today, the update on the murder mystery? These are the two people along this remote highway in Canada were murdered. Their bodies were found, and they're trying to find the person who murdered them.
Well, and it's a very remote part of Canada called the Highway of Tears, where there have been many, many deaths.
So
a lot of indigenous people live there, and they believe a lot of the females that have been killed were hitchhiking.
Yes.
Wow. And these people's car broke down. They had an 86 Chevy van.
Oh, my God. People, come on.
I know, and people stopped to help him, and they said they were okay. He was going to fix it, I guess.
So the update
23-year-old guy, 24-year-old girl.
The Mounties had their press conference today, and they put it on Facebook Live, you know, just so people could see the press conference. The only problem is they forgot to take the cat filter off.
Yeah.
So look at the picture of that mountain. I got to say, I laughed for hours when I saw that thing.
So
the female giving the press conference.
This was on the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. And
nobody informed them?
No.
Oh, my God. Well, of course, why would you? If you're watching it, you'd love it.
They've apologized since.
How long will this go on before they fix it?
Oh, my God.
Look how did you see it there, Tree? Look how funny
that
is.
How stupid that is.
Oh my God. Oh,
I mean, this is one of the biggest murder cases in Canada in a long, long time. It's like, you know, this young couple, they're not from Canada. People saw them. It's a very new story. And it's on this highway of tears where so much of this has occurred. So it's kind of a gigantic story.
So they've since fixed it and put the regular press conference up. But the still shots are just really funny.
Wow.
Moment of levity among a terrible story.
Oh, my God. Insane.
Great.
And I didn't know much about this Highway of Tears, but there's an insane amount of people who have died.
Yeah.
I don't think it's one person, right?
There's been a lot of stories on it.
Couldn't they have, you know, sort of changed it up from the Trail of Tears? Because I think they sort of, like,
stole it.
Yeah.
Thing,
yeah.
Highway to Hell.
From 1970 until now. That's too long of a stretch to be, you know, one person or anything like that.
But. Well, they as recently as 1998, I think they felt that it's possible that someone was doing this over and over and over.
Oh, like a serial killer?
Yeah.
On that?
Yeah. On I-97 or around, you know, that part, that remote part of Canada.
Highway
because
16.
There are all these indigenous people who are not very well off. There's a lot of drug abuse. There's a lot of alcohol abuse. Mm. And there's a lot of hitchhiking.
Because it's about time we fix the damn roads.
Right.
And there's a lot of critters, too, that will take remains away when so they have trouble. I know.
Sinister. Really
gross story.
Damn critters.
It's their fault. Critters?
How far in are we, Brandon?
So they're native Canadians? Is that what they
call? No, they're not. One's for guys from Australia, and the girl is from the U.S. 216.
South Carolina?
Well, no, I meant the indigenous people. They don't call them native Canadians. Like we call them Native Americans.
You know,
they're Eskimos.
That's strange because I read that and I was wondering the same thing, but I just wrote down what they said and figured out who cares. I mean, I do care. I mean,
thank
don't
you
get
for not making that a huge issue.
I just didn't want to spend a lot of time figuring it out.
Although, if I were in Berkeley, I'd want to change that to urgent person hunt.
Oh, that's right.
Or
yeah,
a urgent hunt.
Oh, instead of man hunt?
It should be or man something. And woman hunt.
They did say man hunt.
Ooh, NBC, you're going to be in trouble. By someone. Oh, she's pretty, man. Yeah, or was pretty.
Yeah. Why?
What's she doing with that dude?
He's got a van, man.
He's got an accent.
I think he thought he was hot. I hate to say that because he just died.
Did you hear Lindsay Lohan's Australian accent?
Oh, she has an Australian
what?
Accent.
No, she just put out on Instagram. She's like, good day, mate, because she's in Australia. She has a new job, believe it or not. She's doing the Masked Singer in Australia. She's one of the panelists.
Is this her? Right
when now? Is she going to run out of countries?
I'm here in Australia.
Cool.
I'm here in Australia.
How many likes, Mark?
Can you see that there?
It has.
People are ragging it, by the way, too.
I don't think the videos have likes, do they? This one has 250,000 views and 682 comments.
It's because it's like 5 seconds.
Read some comments.
Well, the first one is from Dina Lohan, then just says, miss your face.
Miss your face.
Why don't you text her that?
You're a legend.
Or call her. You know, post it on social media.
Lindsay, when's your new album coming out?
Oh, please, no.
She has an album coming out. That's true. Trudy, it's true. I know.
Suck.
I was like, are you kidding?
Can't wait.
What are you doing in Australia?
Trying to find money somewhere.
You are my goddess.
You know, Lindsay Lohan, now that this MTV show failed, a reality show failed, even her real life is not of interest to anyone?
No. Well, except for that time she's trying to save someone in Russia who didn't want to be saved and gets in a fight. Remember that?
That was a stupidly viral video, like when she threw the guy's phone out of the Jeep and they chased each other on the beach.
Her real reality is what people want to see because it's a disaster.
I feel like if she posted something, I would really respect her if she posted, okay, I'm over. Bye. I go, you know what? That's classy. She left. Well, there was a tiny bit of demand left. It wasn't a complete full humiliation.
Yeah, what if she just starts posting farts?
That would bring her back.
That would get some traction.
Did anybody happen to see the jetpack inventor today?
No.
What? This guy sold a few jetpacks, and I guess his company invented a jetpack. This guy's just flying over the water, just blowing around.
Oh, one of the water ones?
I don't know. No, it's not the water one. No, well, he's just water flying ones all over. He was on TMZ today.
Yeah, I saw the dude that was in France. He's supposed to be like military, and he was running around like he was the Green Goblin or something. It was really cool.
It was wild. But they never said what it cost. I was like, come on. Is there any hope I would ever be able to buy? I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're mass producing them. They're like $500.
When too many people get those, though, it's going to be, well, it'll be some comical video. We'll laugh, but people will die. People will die.
Let me see if this is the one that I was talking about.
Can you imagine how many jetpack collisions would be on the internet?
if it is the water one, remember the news guy that wiped out on it? Have you ever seen it? Oh, I'll find it.
I don't think I have seen that.
I'll find it.
He goes straight down.
You're going to love it. Yeah, no more spoiler alerts.
Look at this one.
Yeah, those are hard to control.
This guy's got a gun in his hand. He's got a rifle while he's flying.
Oh,
yeah, cool.
If I can get our internet.
What a show off.
That's a great idea.
Look at this. Is like the Green Goblin.
Wow.
What?
That's a jetpack, isn't it?
And he's flying.
And the gun is for what?
It's for show.
Bad guys.
Yeah. Can shoot down on people. Meanwhile, if you look
those
at the bottom,
losers with the remote control things.
Yeah, look at the bottom. They have all these robots too.
A bunch of losers. Get on a jetpack.
They have all these officer robots. That jetpack's tits. Wait. We are so close to Iron Man.
Wait a sec. Would that be the best way to fight crime on that thing?
Be pretty cool.
Why not just use a drone and put a gun on a drone?
He really went up to Trump because Trump had some tanks going through, but France brought out the jetpacks and the officer robots.
Damn.
Cool.
Oh, kick ass, France.
Yeah. And they got Toyotas, too.
What?
They got some Toyota trucks and the drones on the back.
Oh, everybody has those.
How come Toyotas are so big, like in terrorist videos?
I know. It's true.
They always drive Toyotas that are missing a few letters on the hitch.
Yeah. You remember when... Was it Al Qaeda? They had some plumber.
Yes.
They had some plumber's car. Some plumber from Oregon.
Drew, you ready to see the jetpack fail?
Yeah.
Brandon, you want to pull it up over there so you can see?
There's some more breaking news, by the way.
Uh oh. Just do Fox 5 News jetpack epic fail.
San Diego Yacht and Boat Show. Good morning, everybody. I'm hanging out with my friend John.
Fox 5
News
on the local news.
And it starts right now.
Oh,
San Diego. He went from the edge of the boat right into the water.
He ran into the reporter first.
They're all laughing their asses off.
Whoa. Oh, my God. What is that?
Now he's up and flying.
What is that?
He's going to crash again.
Can someone please tell me what's going on?
That was a better intro than gay fucking shit.
Very close.
And he was renting
this? That's what he was
renting?
It's
a water-powered yacht and boat show. Good morning, everybody. I'm hanging out with my friend John. Fox 5 Morning News starts. Look over there.
And it starts right now.
And it starts right now.
Can we go back and see it again?
His voice is even.
San Diego Yacht and Boat Show. Good morning, everybody. I'm hanging out with my friend John. Fox 5 Morning News starts. Look over there.
And it starts right now.
Gay. Fucking shit.
Oh, there's a guy there. He is coming out of the water.
Out of the water, like, hey, no big deal.
Everything's fun here.
Fucking shit.
Good evening, I'm Van Q. You may have seen our newest AJ on NBC North Dakota News, and he'll be joining the weekend news team as my co-anchor.
I love that he's still mumbling.
A little bit about yourself, AJ.
Thanks, Van. I'm very excited. I graduated from West Virginia University, and I'm used to, you know, from being from the East Coast.
Okay, well, welcome to Boys.
Well, right.
What a dope.
You blew it!
I need to hear gay fucking shit one more time into that
gay
intro.
Fucking shit.
Oh, the full one?
Yeah, the full
thing. You're watching NBC North Dakota News, your news leader in high definition.
Gay fucking shit.
Good evening, I'm Van Chu. You may have seen our newest AJ on NBC North Dakota News, and he'll be joining the weekend news team as my co-anchor. Oh. Tell us a little bit about yourself, AJ.
That just thanks, is the man. Most awkward thing in the history of media.
University, and I'm used to, you know, from being from the East Coast.
He's used to being from the East Coast.
Okay, well, welcome aboard.
West Virginia.
What a mess.
Oh, God.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That's cool.
Brandon, I guess we should get out of here. Powering down the Hall Financial Hotline. Click the link on our website for Drew and Mike's show. Fill out the online form, and it'll get back to you fast. I hope Jess makes a little more out of our 13 tips last week. I mean, jeez. My breaking news was that Doug Stanhope has been banned from every Caesars property because he gave a one-star review on TripAdvisor.
Yeah, because he said he stayed at the Rio.
Yeah.
He had a bad stay at the Rio, and he posted a letter they sent to him.
So there's been to inform you that the management of the entity, commonly known as Caesars Entertainment, together with Caesars Entertainment Corporation and all their affiliates and subsidiaries collectively referred to in hereafter as Caesars has determined that you recently engaged in conduct that Caesars views inappropriate.
Conduct. The big BS thing is they canceled his total rewards program.
What did he do? What did he do wrong? You're not allowed to give one star review?
Apparently not. There was a big story on CBS this morning, or as they have rebranded it, CTM, about people that give one star reviews and then get sued.
Oh, yeah, I heard something about that.
Yeah, there was a guy.
Why do they get sued? Why do they have 1 to 5 star reviews if you can't leave one without being sued?
Slander is what they claim. And I think they barely win, but you spend so much money fighting it.
No, that's absolutely. You have every right to leave a 1 star review.
Well, but people don't like the politics of something and they just start throwing 1 star reviews up. I think that is bullshit.
It is bullshit, but you still have freedom of the presumption of freedom.
You know what it really? You know what it really is? You know what it really is?
Gay fucking shit.
Amen. See you tomorrow.
Dweller H.
The property has 2 tickets to David Bowie.
Motel Records presents Brody Bowie.
Yes!
Send the wife away, put on your thigh highs and heels, and dance the night away with Brody Bowie.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues.
2 tickets to David Bowie. Yes! It's just you, a six-pack, and Brody Bowie.
Yes! Time takes a cigarette, puts it in your mouth.
Oh, sh...
Oh, baby, just you shut your mouth. She
And best of all, Brody Bowie has Van Halen on the cover, so you can display it prominently with the rest of your beard rock.
My queen's on a rock face, waiting for the sign. Ricochet.
Brody Bowie, your secret is safe with us.
Yes!
Coming up, I don't know when. But is it possible to get 2 tickets to David Bowie?
You'll deny it in the morning, but you'll be up all night with Brody Bowie.
Yes!
Alright, man. I got my money, I got my request out. Now I just need to get my out. Take a
Brody Bowie.
Hey, tell me, I'll Mike.
Yes!
This is crazy.